Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Rob and Akiva need a podcast, and they need your help. Can you make it onto the wheel? Rob and Akiva need a podcast. Yeah, they'll buy or sell your ideas. They'll talk about it till you've got it, you'll feel. Every weekend, better attend. You can guess what will be coming up next. Rob and Akiva need a podcast.
Yeah, that's right. Episode number 101, kicking off the second batch of 100 episodes for you. And what a special episode we have here today, because for the first time in RENAP history, and I feel like in podcasting history, that I am recording here with a man who has just celebrated another milestone birthday. Here he is, the host of not one, not two, but three different podcasts. Here is Akiva Whitaker.
When you say it's never happened before in history, you think no one's ever done a podcast on their birthday?
I don't have we podcast on your birthday before.
I feel like we've even had this conversation. Jenny maybe is a September 26th historian. And when we get to Jenny in a few minutes, maybe she could answer. But I feel like we've had this conversation and even like boringly, painstakingly went through the Seinfeld feed once to see if, but I don't know. It's possible we never did it on my birthday proper. Also, I'm 37. Is that a milestone birthday? What's the milestone?
I thought you were pushing 50.
Well, I'm a bar mitzvah away from 50. Yeah. According to I don't know if TikTok Nicole knows what that is. She's from Suffolk County, but I'm 13 away from 50.
All right. So here we are. Happy birthday, Akiva. Did you pass a big Twitter milestone this weekend?
Yeah, I came back to what a nice present. I felt like nobody got me anything. I'm locked down here in my own home. I can't leave.
Yeah.
For the next couple of weeks. I have a Yom Kippur coming up. So it's like everything's coming at me from all sides. And then I come back to such a nice treat that a bunch of people, I think Ali started it and you retweeted it and we got, you got me over the 4,000 hump. That was pretty exciting. 4,000 Twitter followers.
Boom. Okay. So congratulations. Yeah. Welcome to the 4,000 Twitter follower
club. All I've ever wanted.
And I'm working on something for you also. Hasn't got here yet, but I'm working on something. Okay.
My dream was really to have more than Allie, more than just that 4,000, like to beat her to 5,000, but I'll take what I could get, a couple hundred overnight.
Okay. All right. And then also that this morning I was telling my family, hey, everybody, you know, guess what today is? And my wife was like, what? It's like, it's Akiva's birthday. Remember you had a reminder on your phone every single day that would pop up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And somehow she didn't remember.
No, she did not get burned in her brain. Okay.
What'd she get me?
You don't want to know. All right. So let's talk a little bit about what we're going to. Well, actually, let's just also mention 100th episode. Great response to the 100th episode. Great response to the Rumble. Of course, Jill did a great job. Most people said that about the Royal Rumble too. Very exciting. You know, you and I missed a huge moment in the Rumble when Clarence came in, then he was mixing it up with everybody. And we were like, oh, wait, somebody's gone. Somebody just disappeared. We didn't even see what happened. And on a second rewatch, I noticed Clarence just jumped right off the top turnbuckle out of the ring.
Yeah, it would have been the highlight of the whole thing. Somehow we missed it. You know, in the first Royal Rumble, we paused a lot.
Yeah.
And for whatever reason, we did not pause this time.
Yeah. Well, because there were really, it stopped down to do an intro for everybody. So we had a chance to catch up and talk about what they were wearing and the music, where we were doing a lot more pausing.
But we missed that. That was amazing.
In the first Rumble. But I feel like that in the spirit of Clarence jumping off the top rope out of the ring comes this week's episode.
Oh, no.
Two man's trash equals one man's treasure. Is that what what was on the wheel?
That was what was on the wheel.
Yes. So
although I think it'll be called this name. Yeah.
All right. And so what we landed on, we went through the RHAP scrap heap for some ideas. It was then voted on by the listeners. And today we're going to play a game called I'm a Renap Celebrity. Get me out of here. This was kind of a loose concept. And I guess the idea is that we are going to have a panel of guests here with us today that are, for some reason, trying to leave.
That's up to them. But yeah, I think the object of the game, to win the game, is to be voted out of the game. Correct.
Okay.
They're trying to leave. Listen, no one could get mad at us. First of all, we did a good 100th episode. So we're playing with house money. Second of all, this episode literally came out of the garbage can. Like, why would somebody, if it's bad, why would someone get mad at us? That's not nice.
And look, it's your birthday. I'm not gonna dwell on the negative of how we landed on.
Let's see
this.
If you could keep that. Let's keep to that next hour and a half.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And it's your birthday. I'm not gonna do that. All right.
Okay.
So we're here to talk about I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, which is based on the reality TV series. Now the name I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, I believe it started in the UK. There were celebrities and the conditions were so terrible that it was like, hey, what am I doing? I'm a celebrity. Get me out of here. But they weren't trying to necessarily leave.
Yeah, it was sort of boring Survivor. It was very boring.
It was basically like a celebrity Survivor.
Celebrity Survivor, exactly. Yeah. But
okay. And I think that there might have been a fan vote involved also.
Yeah, I watched it.
One of J-Lo's husbands won the first one. Stuttering John was on the first one. And then there was another one with
the A-list.
Spencer and Heidi. Spidey
was there
on it.
Playing, I think, as one team, if I'm not mistaken.
I don't recall. I don't recall.
I think so.
But anyway, that was that. This is going to be different. So, Akiva, tell us a little bit about the panel of guests that we've assembled here today to play I'm a Renap Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
Yes. Well, it is September 26th, my birthday. So I figured I had to invite my birthday buddy, frequent guest of Renap and other podcasts, to the panel to celebrate 9/26 with me. So, Rob, please welcome the great Jenny Autumn, who's here.
Jenny Autumn, it's Libra season and it's birthday season. Jenny, how are you?
I'm great. It feels so fitting to be on a podcast that you guys just referred to as the scrap heap. I don't consider myself a celebrity whatsoever.
Renap celebrity.
If we're talking about like D-list celebrity, then I feel like maybe this is the area that I should live in. You know, if I'm supposed to be not wanting to be on this podcast or trying to get out of it, it is my birthday. I do have dinner plans eventually. So at some point, I would like to get out of this podcast. So I think that works.
Yeah.
I feel a little bit like Michelle Fitzgerald playing Sequester at the moment, where I have other D-list.
So you think this will be received as well?
Oh, I should hope at least a little bit better than that. I think I'm still following COVID guidelines in my current hotel room, where I have the great Phil T and Colin Latchford with me in this room, just patiently waiting for me to maybe lose whatever's happening here today.
So they're rooting against you or for you, because I think if you win, you lose today.
That's the other thing is like, what is winning? What is losing?
Well, let's try to explore that here today and figure out exactly this concept of what we have in front of us.
I'm very happy to spend my birthday with Akiva, my birthday buddy, and the rest of the fine folks here today. So thank you for inviting
me. Well, happy birthday to you, Jenny. And happy birthday to Third Wheel Zach, who also shares a birthday. How did that not come up?
Had I known until an hour ago, he would have been on the pod, honestly. But I didn't know until an hour ago that it was his birthday.
Yeah.
I saw how young he is in on Facebook or whatever. And we got plenty of chances to invite Zach back on. He's very young. He's not going anywhere.
As opposed to our older guests. Yeah.
Yeah. Listen, we're pushing 50.
I'm only 3 years younger than Akiva. I was discussing this last night, and it's like, Mans has like 4 kids, and I am a trash. I am the scrap heap of Renap here. So
you got Phil T and Collins celebrating your birthday. What could be?
That's true. I do have friends, I guess.
Okay.
Right, tell him to calm down.
All right. Akiva, who else do you have here with us?
Okay, so I wanted, listen, it's called I'm a Renap Celebrity, but it's not just about old celebrities, Rob. It's about minting new celebrities because it's the new 100 episodes and we're trying to bring in new people to Renap and make them the stars of the next 100 episodes.
You saw this as also I'm a new potential Renap Celebrity.
Potential Renap Celebrity. Yes. Yeah, it's in parentheses. I mean, potential Renap Celebrity.
Yes, okay.
I think that makes sense. People are buying that right now.
Okay.
So, so I'm so excited to call in one of the kings of Twitter, great Big Brother podcaster. I'm assuming I don't listen to Big Brother podcast, but everyone says he's great.
Mm-hmm.
But a Renap listener, I think, and a really funny guy who's gonna kill it and be, you know, people are gonna be begging for him to be on every episode. Please welcome Chappelle to the stage.
Chappelle.
I am going to win this game because I want out right now. What the hell, Akiva? Don't know if I listen to the podcast.
No, you do listen to the podcast.
Actually, do you even follow me on Twitter? What are you talking about?
I said you're the king of Twitter.
I'm the king of Twitter. I might podcast about Big Brother. I'm definitely, if this is like celebrities, this is like Big Brother All-Stars, I'm David. Because I never actually was on the show, but you've said my name before. Like, this is not fair. If Jenny is the D-list, I'm the Z-list. I don't know why I'm here, but I want out now. Hello, Robert. It's good to see you again, Jenny.
Good to see you too, Chappelle.
Robbie, nice to meet y'all. Akiva, if you wanted an ops, Akiva, here I am.
No, I invited you on the podcast.
To bash me as someone who has never been here. You don't watch Big Brother. You're Memphis, I'm David, and I don't like it.
Okay. Oh, no.
Don't call him rookie, okay?
All right. Yeah, don't call me rookie. Robert, did you sign off on this?
No. We've been trying to figure out a spot to get Chappelle on the podcast.
Yeah,
for
you were supposed to be on a couple weeks ago. Yeah.
The trash spot is where we landed. Thank you. Thank you. Two Man's Trash is another time to call Chappelle. Thank you for that. You know what I wanted to be in? The Royal Damn Rumble, but I guess I couldn't because I could never get
this is why you're here, because you got to get you in Royal Rumble 3. I'll also say right now, Rob, Jenny, a lot of people complaining on Twitter saying, why isn't Jenny one of our main guests? She has not been in either Royal Rumble. I would like to enter her right now as the first contestant in the 2021 Royal Rumble.
Well,
he ignored my entire rant and decided to skip to Jenny. Like, I didn't just put my name in the hat for the first entry.
No, Chappelle, you're in there. You're number two.
No, I need the last entry. I need like the
cut. Oh, you want to be Chappelle? The last spot, number 30?
I gotta come in. Yeah. Like, Rob, say something.
Think about this podcast today. This is like a Royal Rumble here today. Somebody's going over the top rope in a little bit.
I feel like and a there big will show. Be, people are throwing me out right now.
One person standing left.
I'm down. Yes. To gang up on Keith and throw him out. I can't believe you said that to me. Wow. Well,
oh,
Robbie,
no.
Please.
I feel bad.
Robbie, talk to the man.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
Mike, it's being a big show. My daughter said to me, she was watching The Big Show, a show on Netflix starring the wrestler The Big Show. She said, did you know he was actually a real wrestler? I thought he was just the sitcom stuff.
Yeah.
Hi. Your daughter's great.
Akiva, who else is here on the I'm a Renap Celebrity Get Me Out of Here panel?
Yeah, so what real celebrities did you bring in lieu of Chappelle, like before you got to me? How far down on the list was I, Akiva?
Chappelle, you were our first choice.
Okay, sure.
We're trying to make dreams come true. Rob loves that someone is giving it to me, which rarely happens on this show. Rob is loving it. We like to make dreams come true. And Rob, someone tweeted at us last week.
Yes.
During the 100th episode mailbag and said, it would be my dream to come on Rob and Akiva Need a Podcast. And I said, okay, we'll have you on. And then I thought, let's just do it right now. Let's make dreams come true right away. So please welcome Touchdown Tommy Pizzullo to his first episode of Renap, episode 101.
Hey guys,
that was it. You gave him a better introduction last week when you were talking about it, that he wanted to come on the podcast.
Well, we talked about it last week. It's a call. I'm sure everyone's listening.
Maybe not
now
everybody listened to 2.5 hours into the last podcast.
Yeah, Akiva.
Yeah,
Akiva. So
maybe everybody doesn't listen.
Yes.
Like, I feel like the
you called him the Sandra Diaz Twine of Sequester, the first man to ever win Sequester twice.
Yeah. Wow.
Two times in a row, just to clarify.
Back to back. Back to back.
And I was called the what was it someone who might listen to the show.
I said king of Twitter.
I feel like the Make-A-Wish celebrity. Like, I'm the kind of guy that, like, I signed up on a thing and it was like, all right, we're gonna throw Tommy in there. He's in the, like, I feel like I was in the dump.
Yes.
And you guys pulled me out and it's like, here comes baby boy Tommy celebrity, let's get this baby boy ghost of future celebrity past, right? Like, that's so what it is.
Akiva, I'm going to blow your mind that you don't even know this. That you know Touchdown Tommy and I go way back?
I didn't. And I also want to know what you think, because I believe I minted him Touchdown Tommy. I think I made that nickname. So I want to hear what you think of the nickname. Where do you know Tommy from? Buffalo?
Tommy and I have Tommy's been to my house. That Tommy is he used to help me with rehab episodes. We've been to Survivor finales.
You can see a rehab episode where I get hit by a baseball or a softball because
he probably has embarrassing stories of my wife yelling at me in front of other grown-ups.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
This is the
part that no one knows, you know? It was a hidden secret, a little gem.
So I invited, like, a mutual friend on the show without even realizing.
Yeah.
That's bad. It seems like you like him. I'm happy. It could have been awkward here.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, I loved last week when you were saying, because I was like, Akiva's, like, pitching it as, like, I'm Akiva's new friend. And, like, Rob, he has no idea that Rob's like, no, like, I already know this kid.
Yeah.
Imagine both people being excited that you're there. Like.
Right. And not like only half the panel. Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
All right. Well, welcome, Touchdown Tommy.
Jamel, it's my birthday. No one's being nice.
Happy birthday, Akiva.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let me introduce the fourth and final member of this all-time panel already. We didn't have the birthday boy third wheel Zach on today because I didn't know he was a birthday boy. But we do have fifth wheel Navi coming back to us. Very excited to have Navi here.
Navi, how are you?
I'm doing okay. I am currently visiting family right now, so I plan to lose this thing so that I don't have to spend time with them.
Oh, wait. But if you lose this, then you want to be with your family.
Yeah. Do you want to stay on the podcast or are you trying to lose on purpose here?
I thought losing was staying.
Yeah, so this is where it gets very confusing. This is where Akiva and I have
spent
been
the whole week on it, and my head is
been going
hurting.
Back and forth over email and conversation over the conceit here of how are people trying to lose?
Yeah, we have been going back and forth on it.
Yes, yes. Okay. And what did we land on?
I think, so if we say, let's just say it was... come up with a funny word. That's not a game. But let's say the game was come up with a funny word. The person who comes up with the funniest word invents a new word. I think the person who invents the funniest word should get to leave. Or do they have to stay? Or is the person who invents the least funny word get to stay?
I know Jenny has dinner plans, but I was under the impression that Chappelle and Touchdown Town, I mean, and Navi wanted to be on the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
To clarify, I'm not being held here against my will. Mm-hmm. Like, Phil and Colin are not pointing guns at me, making me be on this podcast. I did agree to it.
I enforce her.
But also,
yeah,
in the spirit of get me out of here, I would
she's
eventually
just playing
like
up the theme
to move on with my day.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like that. You know. If they're trying to lose, like, I don't know what's incentivizing anybody to do anything if they're trying to lose.
Well, because people like being on the podcast, so it's sort of a double-edged sword. Do you want to get off the podcast immediately?
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe you have wasted your whole day by canceling plans and then leaving after
the first round or two?
Jenny's got plans. Listen, people are living in different places. I'm locked down in my house. Some people are going out and hanging out with friends. I don't know. Everyone's at a different place in their life right now.
It's almost like that we should like be talking about like inane topics that they are like, please, like, let me tap out. I can't take this anymore. This is horrible.
So you think we should bore them? We should just have like a boring conversation
and then quiz them on what we're talking about. See if they're
should that be the game? Is that what we're doing now?
I don't know. It's too late. It's too late.
It's but, like an endurance challenge of like yeah. Renap, where okay. It's just like eventually you just drop because you're like, I've had enough of this. Yeah. I have something better.
I just think if you all are trying to throw it, I don't think that's going to be fun. So I think that everybody should be trying their yeah. hardest.
Right. So I think what we came up with, Rob, is it's great to lose, but you have to lose smoothly, because if we catch you trying to lose on purpose, it's a 10-week ban from not coming back on the podcast.
I don't think they should try to lose. I think that if they lose, they lose. They try to win. If you lose, yes. if you lose, you're out. But mm-hmm. don't try to lose.
Yes, but there are punishments for winning.
But that isn't winning losing?
Yeah, just winning is sort of losing.
Don't make it backwards anymore. Just make it. If you're winning, you stay. If you lose, there's also a punishment.
So, okay, fine. So the biggest punishment is for the first person to leave, you're saying?
Yes.
Ah, okay, perfect. Sold. I got it.
I like how all of this was figured out right now, as opposed to like the 3 days you had to figure it out.
Don't think we haven't been trying to talk this through.
We realize sometimes on Renap, it's better to talk things out on the podcast. This is a podcast that is ultimately about this podcast and planning this podcast.
Yeah, there's nothing more Renap than literally just deciding what the podcast is going to be mm-hmm. in the middle of recording mm-hmm. it.
And remember, this came from the garbage.
Very on brand.
It wasn't like we had 6 weeks to think of this. This came right out of the trash on Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Navi, if you really think they put a lot of effort into, you know, this podcast with the fifth wheel of Renap, the Make-A-Wish Tommy, the D-list Jenny, and Trash Chappelle, you're probably giving them a little too much credit here. I think we're just happy to be in the room. You're happy to be a wheel. Mm-hmm. I'm happy to be on a list. Yeah, at this point. So let's just hang out. We can try to make up words like that's a thing.
That was my example.
Just make up words until they get tired of us. And then Jenny can go have dinner and you and I can just, you know, go back to obscurity.
That works for me.
I mean, Tommy, you can come too. At least you've been to Rob's house. I mean, this is the only time we get to actually see these people. But okay. Mm-hmm.
Akiva, I don't think, has even been to Rob's house. They're not even friends.
This is my Yeah, that's what you said last week. That was very popular.
Ranking is arbitrary and reductive, right? So like, let's rank the guests on this podcast. You don't have to include me. We're just going to assume I fall somewhere between 1 and 7. So let's start. So Tommy's been to Rob's house. So he's obviously like family. Mm-hmm. And then Jenny, mm-hmm. Jenny is a superstar and it's her birthday. So, and then mm-hmm. down at, you know, Navi, how do you feel?
Well, I mean, in my podcast debut, I didn't even make it on. So I'd say I'm pretty much at the bottom of the barrel here.
Okay. So you and I get to hang out down here. All right. Okay, cool.
Yeah, sounds good.
Hey, why am I on the bottom then?
No, you are the host. You get to be. Oh, okay. You get to choose which guests come on which podcast and what you want to call those podcasts. And if you want to call them, mm-hmm. I'm a Renap celebrity. Even though they've never been on the show, fine. If you want to say it's Two Man's Trash, fine. You're Akiva. Your name's in the title. Just want to make sure me and Navi know where we stand.
Mm. Yeah,
good,
exactly.
Navi? All right, cool.
Yeah, I'm good. Thank you for having my back, Chappelle.
I will always have it back.
Awesome.
With other trash, I feel you. I understand.
Yeah,
it's lonely at the bottom. It's lonely at the bottom, but at least we have each other.
I'm glad exactly. that being at someone's house has made me like I just I peaked. Like this is my peak. This is where I'm at now.
By Chappelle's logic, like the mailman is more popular than like right. me and Jenny.
Right. Yeah, you could add Tommy's name into the title now. It's Tommy Robin and Akiva Need a Podcast.
Jenny's involved to a podcast, but I somehow am above mm-hmm. Jenny because
I mean, Jenny, have you been to Rob's house?
I haven't even been to the state that Rob lives in.
All right, there you go. All right, ring the bell. There you go.
All right, Akiva, tell us about round one of I'm a Renap Celebrity. Get me out of here.
Okay. Well, I wouldn't want someone to spend their whole day, you know, cancel all their plans and leave after one round. So we'll do what we did on Pointless, which is we're gonna have it'll be two parts. There'll be two games to round one, and then we'll knock out the person who does the worst from those, and then rounds Three and four will be single elimination. So there'll be four games.
Okay.
Yes, Navi.
Yes, Navi already has a question. She raised her hand.
So much like in the pointless one, will we all have an opportunity to whine our way into a second guess if we lose?
Oh,
she's the nice pullback to the... TBD. We'll see how much whining is allowed on this podcast.
Okay, sure. Sounds good. Just wanted to make sure.
Why? Who was?
Because I know how much people loved it the last time.
Who was the offender on the point? Robin and Kiva are pointless. Who did that?
Me and Zach.
Oh, you and Zach. Okay. All right. Enough. So you're calling yourself out.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought you were starting a beef for the next Royal Rumble, but it was just yourself. Okay.
No. Navi, were you in the Royal Rumble?
No.
No.
Chappelle, I didn't choose who's in the Royal Rumble. That was.
I was just asking.
I'll give you Jill's email.
I don't deserve to be in the Royal Rumble after all my technical issues. I don't do that. Mm-hmm.
I was not blaming you, Akiva. I was just asking Navi a question.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So, Akiva, tell us about round one here of I'm a renowned celebrity. Yes. Get me out of here. Also, did you invent all of the games or did you have help?
I had help. I passed this through a lot of our game creators, which is AB is really good at making games, and Shut Up Tim, and Tvi is also really good. All those people have made many RNAP games in the past. So it went through those people. Maybe more I'm forgetting.
So a team of people worked with you on this.
A team of people. It wasn't just one person. It was like a whole, like imagine NASA, but for a podcast. That's what it was. We were all working together. And all right. So how about for the first game? We'll give each of our contestants 2 minutes to tell their most embarrassing story. What do you think about that? From their childhood or their whole life?
I if they've had an embarrassing story that they want to share with the panel, they can go wherever they want from their entire life.
But now the winner is the person with the most embarrassing story, not with the least embarrassing story, right?
I think the person with the worst story is going to lose. We'll rank the stories from 1 to 4.
Yes. So yes, after all four of them go, we'll rank the stories, and then that will. But we're going to add this round with the next round, and whoever has the lowest score,
that's right,
after the first two contests goes home. Are you on board here, Rob? So far, we're on the same page.
So far, so good. Yeah.
Is anybody brave enough to go first here? I know you haven't.
I'll do it.
Okay.
Chappelle is going to go first.
Oh, yeah, I got an embarrassing story.
Start the timer, Rob.
Yes, actually, so let me just give you an example of a embarrassing story, okay? So just to set the stage, let me play for you a example of an embarrassing story submitted by one of our listeners. Here's an embarrassing story that Jordan Kalish posted to Twitter the other day.
Another day, another morning, another bagel. But there's a little bit of an issue with this bagel. It's toasted nicely. Everything's great. However, I turn it over. I can almost count the seeds. Calling this an everything bagel is an affront to everything bagels everywhere. But it's not a problem, because Dee's got the solution. Seeds, baby!
Seeds, baby. Listen, God works in mysterious ways, Rob. As you play that, yes. Jordan Kalish just DM'd me, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
I don't know if he's listening, but he just messaged me.
Seeds baby. Okay.
Seeds baby.
Where's my text from Jordan Kalish? What the fuck?
Okay. All right.
Well, I can't top that. I'm embarrassed for him.
But everybody can end their story with seeds baby.
Seeds baby, please. Seeds
baby.
Okay. All right. Chappelle, take it away.
I got 2 minutes?
Yeah, I think there'll be a soft clock on this.
Oh, no, it's fine. So my embarrassing story is that, like, for the last couple of years, for about, 100 episodes, I've been a faithful listener to a podcast and listened to these people talk about God knows what. I'm talking about everything from Friends and everything about Friends. I'd never even seen Friends before I came on this. Started listening to the podcast. I had to listen to Leprechaun twice. I've listened to simulated Madden games and several Royal Rumbles and a Brett Steele about everything, only to finally get a chance to come on the podcast and talk to these people who I've been so excited to talk to about something, for just anything, honestly, only to find out that they put almost no preparation into my appearance on the podcast, questioned my listenership-ness, and made me feel like I was two men's trash. That's the end. Seeds, baby.
Seeds, baby.
If that ain't embarrassing, nothing is.
Well, that is mortifying.
Yeah, that I've sounds bad. Disgusted Those guys myself. Sound like Dirk Chappelle.
Yeah, not all of them.
Okay. All right.
I'm putting in my grade, locking it in.
All right.
Rob, do you grade on a 1 to 10 scale? Don't say your grade yet. What's your scale for grade?
No, I wasn't grading. Giving a number grade. I think that I just
okay, fine.
I'm gonna just
go over or under after the next story. You're saying,
yeah. Okay, mm-hmm. All right. Navi, Touchdown Tommy, or Jenny? Do you want to go second? If not, we'll have you pick a number.
They're all laughing.
I'll go again.
Is it about us?
Same story, just I'm gonna expound a little bit.
All right, Jenny, you go next. Jenny, you've been on the show before. You go second.
Good Lord. Literally, this is like my least favorite question. Like anytime mm-hmm. someone is like, oh, this is like a really fun question when it's like, you know, like an interview, not like a professional interview, but like whenever you're mm-hmm. like doing those stupid like icebreaker things, like tell me like an embarrassing story about yourself. Like, why? Why are we doing this? But it's fine. I honestly, this is like, I lean into the embarrassment of my existence on the regular.
Mm-hmm.
But if I think back to like what was embarrassing at the time, and I'm just going to sit here while you all regret asking this question.
Oh boy.
Because I didn't want to answer it. Now you're going to regret asking it. In grade 9 drama, I went to a Catholic high school, and I was very big into drama, and we were always doing like improv games and stuff like that in class, and we were sitting in a circle, and and sometimes nature takes place, and I bled on my socks, and I had to wear these socks in drama class.
Is that what happened to Kurt Schilling?
I know. I think maybe not quite the same thing.
Okay.
And it was very embarrassing. And then I had to go and change. In high school, mm-hmm. where people will make fun of you. But besides that, the most embarrassing thing that I've experienced is being on this podcast today.
Wow.
And sharing that with you.
Yes. Wow.
Okay.
And Seeds, baby. Yes.
And, yes, and also, Seeds, baby. It relates more than you think.
Jenny! What the hell is wrong with you?
All right.
Rob, you just can't move past that. Like, all right, next question. No. What? Jenny, are you okay?
I'm spectacular.
Akiva, here we are. Yeah. Two questions into the...
Yeah.
What is your most embarrassing story round mm-hmm. of I'm a Renap celebrity, get me out of here?
Mm-hmm. So far, probably the best episode of the next 100.
Top that, Navi.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Navi, you want to go?
I don't know how I can follow those two stories. Let's see here. So back when I was working in Northern Alberta, I had a crappy roommate who was also my coworker because we all lived in a staff house. And so I hated his guts because he would always leave things on the kitchen counter. He leaves his socks on the couch. He's a disgusting human being. Yes. Mm-hmm. I'll smooth over the details for now. But anyway, so one day I got really fed up. So I went to the local bar and got really drunk. And I called the bartender. I said some not nice things to the bartender. And then I did karaoke and cried. And that was my whole story. I don't have embarrassing stories, I'm afraid.
That's pretty embarrassing.
Seeds baby. Yeah.
Yeah. Seeds baby, by the way.
Navi, what did you say to the bartender?
I think I said that she was she looked like Shirley Temple on heroin.
Wow.
And
did she?
Well, the thing was, this was actually her
Shirley
first
Temple
day
is a child, correct?
Yeah, but she was like an adult version of that. Anyway, it was her first day on the job. I said that to her, but she was really nice and she gave me bread because I was like 9 drinks in at that point. Mm-hmm. And then afterwards, I did the karaoke and like I got upset because they didn't have the songs I wanted because the karaoke machine was outdated from like 2000. And so that happened. And then I apologized profusely to her and to the manager. I told the manager, I said that to her and I'm so sorry. And he was like, okay. And then 2 weeks later, she got fired. So it all worked out.
Probably because of a child doing heroin. Like that.
Right. Mm. Navi, what's good in the world? What song did you sing at karaoke? Closing time?
No, it didn't even matter because the karaoke machine was so loud. No one can hear the person actually singing. So I don't know what I was so upset about. Anyway, I don't remember. And I went back to the house. I cried about how much I hated my roommate and that I wanted to like punch him in the face. It was a whole thing. I don't remember it. I'm pretty sure my mom's listening upstairs and she is not a fan of the podcast. So that's the whole thing as well.
Navi's whole family, everyone in my life, friends. Everyone hates this podcast, Rob.
Yeah, everyone in my life is a hater. What can I say?
Yes.
It's almost like you called her daughter the sixth wheel or seventh or something like that.
Yeah, I know.
The office is growing as we speak.
All right.
Okay. Thank you, Navi.
Seeds baby.
Seeds baby. And Seeds touchdown baby. Tommy. Okay. Batting cleanup.
You know, I'm ready. Like I wasn't ready to tell this story, but I feel like with the stories I've heard tonight, you know, I feel
your embarrassing
comfort.
Story doesn't involve being in a room where my wife was yelling at me in front of another grown man, right?
It doesn't. That's my second most embarrassing story. Yeah. But the first, I mean, if we're talking about the podcast, though, I do want to mention, I mean, I'm embarrassed that you literally been outed that I had to plead to be on the podcast. You know, the other ones I asked, but I had to literally make a wish to get on. But my other story, picture this, it's 2012. I'm in college. It's Fredonia. If you know where that is, it's a college. I'm sitting in my kitchen suite. I had a kitchen suite and my suite mates, if you know what those are, this is a lot of backstory, but suite mates, you know, you have a group, your bond, right? It was someone's birthday. Speaking of birthdays, you know, it's Akiva's birthday. It's Jenny's birthday. It was someone's birthday. There was a sheet cake and I came home stumbling after a drunk night and I took my shirt off because I was like trying to feel comfort, you know, and I'm sitting in this suite and I'm like eating the sheet cake and I don't use the utensils because I don't want to have to wash them. And then the RA comes in on a round and looks me in the eye. We lock eyes and I look at them while I'm eating the sheet cake with my hands and I go, seeds, baby. That's what happened.
Pretty good.
All right.
I like that.
Good Lord. What are we doing?
I thought I was going to win.
All right. Akiva, do you want to reveal results now or do you want to wait until after round two?
I think let's do it after round two.
Okay. All right. Tell us about what game have you had planned for round two?
Do you want to pick the next game? Do you see the list? Do you want to pick the next one?
Yeah, well, I think my favorite from the list is that in round two, and correct me if I don't understand this, Akiva, but that our panel is each going to write a draft of a tweet that will be sent out by Mr. 4000, Akiva Winokur.
I'm going to become Mr. 3500 if these tweets are bad, but yes.
And the tweet which gets the least amount of likes, or I guess that we will rank them in terms of the like count.
Well, now it's but you're trying to get the least amount of likes. You're winning with the least likes, I think, right?
You're winning I think that we should make this straightforward. The most likes, second most, third most, fourth most. That's how we're scoring this round. Okay.
Yes. And because you don't all have, I actually, oddly enough, Jenny and Chappelle, I check, because listen, I'm a guy who does hours of research before this podcast, as everyone obviously listening can tell. But Jenny and Chappelle have almost identical to the person an amount of Twitter followers, but Navi and Tommy don't. So I'm gonna drop all the four tweets. So what you're gonna do is send me your tweet. I'm gonna tweet them out, and we'll talk for a few minutes while you guys come up with the tweets. We could have some banter and some bonding.
Let's have 5 minutes, and then Akiva, you can delete said four tweets.
Yes, but in the meantime, so you guys can put them in the chat when you have them, okay? And I will post them. But in the meantime, Rob, you and I can talk while they think about their tweet. The point is to try and get as many tweets as possible. Remember, it's in my voice. People are expecting me to drop some thanks for the birthday wishes, whatever. What should be coming out of Akiva's mouth at 6 p.m. Eastern on a Saturday?
No, I think you're confusing the issue a little bit. I don't think that they should be trying to write in your voice.
No, they shouldn't.
It's not that is classic Akiva. I am giving a to that one.
But you're also trying to get as many likes as possible as we lose Navi, possibly forever.
Mm-hmm. I didn't realize there was an optional exit.
Yeah, there is any time.
I'm gonna get me out of here. If you just leave, you win.
Anybody can pull the Clarence at any point. You just jump off the top rope out of the ring.
Wait, Navi won
here that I did not think.
Right, so he should just left.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Hotel Wi-Fi.
I'm only hearing every other.
Yeah,
and Navi's back. That's right. All right. So in the meantime, you guys send me tweets. Rob, I wanted to talk to you for a couple minutes.
Okay.
About really the meaning of life. That's really what I've been looking for.
Yeah, you got me going for a second. I thought you really wanted to talk to me about something.
So what age, here's what we were talking about today. What age is late 30s? Because I turned 37 today. Mm-hmm. Am I in my late 30s now? Was 36 late 30s? Is 38 late 30s? What do you think?
37 is the start of late 30s.
Okay. And I don't know. Was turning 40 to you like a big deal? Like, was it like, I'm like older now? Like, I'm not that I'm a kid. I mean, I have four children. No, I have a kid in high school.
Not a big deal to me.
Not a big deal.
I don't care. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you're not a big, other than the fact that we've talked about my birthday 100 times already, I'm not a big birthday guy. Mm-hmm. It wasn't like people came out and got me presents here or anything.
Yeah.
I'm getting booed by the people in here.
Now, you mentioned in the pre-show that your family, famously, you are a pie over cake guy.
Yes.
But your family, you said, made you cake.
Yeah. My 6-year-old spearheaded the effort to make an apple cake. I guess a pie would be too hard for him. So I got an apple cake. It was very good. But yeah, I'm not a cake person. I'm a pie person. And this was my first birthday cake in a decade. I was shocked.
What kind of cake was it?
It was an apple cake.
Apple cake?
It was apple cake, yeah. Yeah, Chappelle's horrified.
I'm disgusted.
It tasted really good. Are you insulting my 6-year-old son's baking abilities?
No, I'm sure it was prepared to perfection, but what is the concept of it? What's the recipe?
Can you tell us about an apple cake? Is it a Touchdown Tommy sheet cake with apple pie filling on top of it?
I don't know. You know, I don't know anything about baking, as you know. I don't know how to turn on the oven or.
Is this why you couldn't accurately tell why Gordon Ramsay is more iconic than Simon Cowell? Is this why?
I thought I won that round. Oh no, that wasn't fair.
You did win that round, but I feel it was on a technicality.
So obvious. Like, the problem with the debate thing, Rob, was some of them were just one of the sides was so much better than the other. You're not debating what's the better flavor, peanut butter or jelly. There was a clear right answer. I do think I don't know if that in the real debate, debates, they have one answer is the 70% to 30% right answer. But it was a little tricky there.
I mean, some of the answers were is how it is, but
The Monday Wednesday one also, what's the best day of the week or whatever, or the worst day of the week, whatever that one was.
Mm-hmm.
It was it's a little bit of luck of the draw there.
Yeah. Okay. Akiva, actually watched the Royal Rumble with my son Dominic, and he was mesmerized. He loved it. He was riveted, especially when Forky came out in the Yankee jersey.
Yeah, well, you got to boo that. Forky in the Yankee jersey truly looks evil. I don't know if you saw this, Rob, but a crew of the Five Timers Club, which was Liana, Puya, Ali Lash, and Mike Bloom, did a Twitch where they rewatched our Royal Rumble. And should we, in the mailbag, do a few minutes of watching them watching us watching the Royal Rumble?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
I mean, that no offense to that, but I can't imagine anything that would be worse on a podcast than us talking over people talking over us. I mean, that's fair a enough. Nightmare.
But I did enjoy it. It was very funny.
People should watch it, but we don't need to play it in the mailbag.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then they could Twitch us, like, watching them, watching us, watching them, watching the Royal Rumble.
Right, right.
At this point, I think the first person who sends me a tweet is gonna
win. Where do we send it to you?
I sent it to you on Twitter.
Oh, okay. I'll send it there.
Okay, all right.
All right. Oh, Navi's gone again.
All right, should I read the tweets as I post them, Rob?
Yeah, when you have them all. Yeah, as we lock them in, let's go ahead and post them.
Mm-hmm. A lot of birthday content for me today is coming through.
That's weird.
What do you expect?
Javi.
Sorry, I think my mom's messing with the internet so that I'll leave.
Navi, why is it that always that you're between your parents, your boss, everybody's always trying to keep you offline?
I don't know. Just this morning, actually, I had to take a picture and I told her the reason why, and it was because of this podcast. And she was like, oh my God, him again. Why is he constantly
Who's
putting thoughts
him?
In your head? You!
Me? Why isn't it Akiva?
Yes. I've been listening.
Good question.
I've been listening to this podcast since I was like 12 years old.
Oh.
And so you have been around for a long time and they are all annoyed.
Well, you've listened to her nap since you were 12?
And you were drunk at the Bunker Win? How old are you? What?
Yes, I am 23.
This podcast wasn't out that long, Abby.
Well, Rob has a podcast and maybe Rap.
Yes.
And she could be a time traveler. We don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
You're right. You should go back in time and not, insult that woman on her first day of work.
I probably shouldn't have done that. I feel like I was the reason I got her fired, which would be the first time I got someone fired, but
whoa.
I feel like a smoke storm follows Navi wherever she goes. There's always every tweet, everything, there's always like every story, there's always some drama going on.
I don't mean at work with Navi.
Okay.
No, I'm a very normal person, I swear.
Yeah.
That's what every normal person says.
Yeah.
That's exactly what a normal person would say.
All right.
So I've gotten tweets, Rob, from Jenny. I've gotten tweets from Touchdown Tommy. I'm still waiting on Navi. I'm still waiting on Chappelle.
I've been too busy tweeting at people who are telling you happy birthday and telling them to not be so nice to you.
Okay.
Yeah. So I would participate. I think I could actually sit this round out because I've sent a couple tweets since we started this round. And one of them was to LaTanya Starks. She said, happy birthday, Akiva. I've only known you for a brief time, blah, 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 blah. And I said, don't give him too much credit. He's cool or whatever. So I think I might win this round. LaTanya, she seems like a really nice lady, but she doesn't know you like I know you.
But so you're abstaining from giving a tweet
or
to Akiva.
Or should I retweet? Should I retweet the
insult?
LaTanya tweet. But then she's going to be confused, I think.
No, I think she's going to appreciate it. LaTanya and I have a bond. Mm-hmm. Rob, I think I can abstain from this.
All right, so that's going to be your tweet.
Yeah, I think I'm good on this one. Should I actually tweet Akiva after the things that he said to me? Rob, what would you do?
Well, I think that you're giving Akiva a tweet to like or to put out from his own Twitter account. That wouldn't that be the ultimate humiliation?
I know.
if you could put out a tweet that gets hundreds of likes in a matter of minutes from Akiva's account, and Akiva's like, "Well, why can't I do it with that account? Why?"
No,
he's
not getting clout off my tweets. Not
but
not
he
today.
Has to delete it. He has to delete it right
yeah,
after.
Yeah, yeah, no. As Akiva said, I'm the king of Twitter, he thinks. Or Big Brother Twitter. So, no, I don't think Akiva needs any clout. He doesn't need any followers from me. Trishelle from Real World follows me. I don't need her thinking that Akiva says my content. You know, we're good here.
I literally got tagged in the tweet to help get Akiva up to 4,000 followers. And by the time I saw it, he was he was already over 4,000 followers. I was like, he doesn't need my help.
Right.
So you unfriended him?
My followers are probably his followers already. So,
probably.
What was I going to do to help
you?
All right. So, Navi, you have anything for me?
I'm just sending it to you at your email because the chat is not cooperating.
All right. No problem.
Okay.
No problem.
All right. All right. This is taking a lot longer just to get the tweets than I had anticipated.
Yes.
I apologize. Well,
we could pause the podcast also for a second.
No, let's keep. Well, let's keep going. Here, how about this?
You now, know, why like don't we move on? Takes a lot of time.
Let's have. Why don't we start round three while we're waiting for? Yes.
Well, someone's leaving before round three. Why don't we score round one?
In the meantime,
Oh, you're about to get rid of one of us?
No, yeah, we didn't even get the results from the round this round. So why don't we just score three rounds and then let somebody go?
Wait, if I lose, I have to go, does that mean I can't be on the mailbag?
Do you want to come back for the mailbag? Yeah. Well, why don't you win then?
I always intended on winning.
But you didn't even drop a tweet.
I mean, it just depends on how good you rated my first one. Akiva, that might skew your score a little bit to think about that. But I assumed I was coming on for a mailbag in the first place. I didn't know I was coming up from some makeshift podcast that you guys are coming with today, the day of. I've listened to you guys workshop podcasts every week, two times a week.
So here was the issue, Chappelle, that the fans voted this one in. Normally we would on the podcast talk about a little bit more ahead of time. Yeah. What we were going to do, that I thought one of the season 3 episode 7s were going to win. And then Akiva saw that the polls results were coming in and then started working on this format.
Yeah, I'm digging my heels in on this one. I will be on the mailbag. So if I lose by abstaining from this round, I expect a phone call. I might just hang around and just be quiet. Mm-hmm. You two. I have dinner plans like Jenny. I might go grab some food and come back. But I intend on being on the mailbag even if I lose. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay. Rob, are you ready to see which tweets did what? I think we can call it at this point.
Already? How long ago did you tweet it?
Some of them 5 minutes, some recent, but I think there's a pecking order. I think it's pretty clear what the order is.
Let me hear what the tweets were first.
I'm going to read them to you. Yeah, yes. I will read them to you. Give them another minute to get likes. First, Jenny tweeted for me, just when I thought getting 4,000 followers was the peak of my birthday, I received the greatest gift of all, a personalized birthday text from Jordan Kalish.
All right, that was from Jenny.
Jenny, tell us, you took
us through your thought process there. You were trying to pander to the Kalish stands out there, that Kalish is a lovable guy. He's coined Seeds Baby.
Is Deep Hive.
Pandering to the Jordan Kalish fans, or is it just pandering to people who know who Jordan Kalish is? It's name recognition.
It's nice, yeah.
It's, it was topical. I will add that since complaining that I hadn't gotten a text from Jordan Kalish, I did actually get one.
I did actually message Jordan and say, can you send Jenny happy birthday?
Oh, wow. Oh. That's tremendous. I don't want, well, now
you got a pity. You got a pity text.
Shading him in your tweet because
I was already hanging out with her when it turned her birthday. So I didn't think
that is a good point, but I'm a words of affirmation kind of girl, you know. I want to see it, so I had
Rob,
to.
The Cool Kids little... Club was playing was playing some video game. They didn't invite us. What game were you playing, Jenny?
Among Us.
Should we put that on the wheel? Do you know what Among Us is?
Honestly, it's very fun. I think it would be like we did Oregon Trail, and like that, like was fun because like nostalgic and stuff like that. But I think that Among Us could actually be like a really fun game with like a group. And, you know, the people love when you have a panel of people on the podcast.
Like this one.
So if you could get up to 10 people.
That's what Rob loves. Rob loves 10 people on the show every week.
Yeah, everyone will be so happy. Reddit will be, you know, just raving about it.
Yeah. I think I'd like to find out some more information before saying yes or no.
You perked up when we said Among Us. Do you know it?
No, but last night I saw that it was Jenny's birthday. Yeah. And someone tweeted, like, I think it was Puyo was saying, I'm live streaming this for Jenny's birthday. Me not knowing what it was, I thought I was just going to be able to tell Jenny happy birthday. And then I got on there and they have these little, like, these little Mike Wazowskis running around and they're like trying to murder each other. And then you have to figure out who murdered whomever while they do some task or whatever. And Jenny was the murderer. And so the whole time, like, she's murdering people. I'm going like, happy birthday, Jenny, in the chat. And nobody was paying any attention to me. So, yeah, I perked up because I actually kind of know what she's talking about this time. But just because last night I wanted to tell her happy birthday.
So Mike Wazowski is getting murdered. Does that appeal to you?
No.
They're like little characters. It's like a social strategy game. Puya streamed like 10 of us playing last night. And it's like very similar to like a mafia or a secret Hitler or something like that. But yeah. There's more to do than just talking. So I think that it could be fun. Anyway.
Yeah.
I had never actually watched anybody Twitch stream anything until last night. So that was pretty cool too.
Yeah.
I get too spooked playing Among Us. Like I just want to do my task. I just want to be a good little spaceship boy, you know, and just like do my task. And then there's a bunch of murderers around.
Yeah.
It just startles me.
Now, Jenny, you say there's more than just talking as if it's a selling point on a podcast. Really, the talking is the draw on the podcast, well, mostly.
The thing that about it that is more interesting in terms of, like, compared to Mafia or Secret Hitler is that if you are, a good person or a crew member or whatever it is called, you have tasks you can do. So it's, like, a way of like trying to prove your innocence, and it's a way that you can get caught in things. So it's more than just like verbal lies. It just gives like more for people to point to. Okay. But I understand what you're saying. It in a video format, it would at least give people something to look at besides just cards on a screen.
Well, maybe someday someone will invite Uncle Kiwi and I to be on a Twitch stream and play it, and then we can get a chance to see it firsthand in action.
One day we'll become cool enough. We'll get an invite.
I mean, I'm sure you would be invited if anyone thought that you'd actually come.
Well, really, nobody ever wants to do anything like, you know, in the middle of the day when it would be a good time for me. Everything's always like at night when I have spend time with my family. Ideally, middle of the day is
like 3 p.m.
Yeah.
Like,
that's ideal timing for me. okay. All right.
All right. Tommy's tweet, Rob. Hey, I had to edit it a little bit because if I'm tweeting this, the basketball lingo needs to be accurate. I feel like Tommy maybe has never played basketball before. That's my guess. Because, so the tweet is, hey, I just got done hitting a wet jumper on the b-ball court and really just have learned to appreciate pushing 50. Let's keep the good times running, baby. Hashtag Renap, hashtag birthday boy.
Okay.
But Tommy wrote making a wet jumper, which sounds absolutely disgusting.
Yeah.
Well, I played basketball. I've never used the language the lingo. I don't know the lingo. Okay. Let me preface, playing basketball is, sometimes I got the ball and I would throw it to someone else in the game. And so I felt like I contributed to the game.
All right. The next tweet is from, Navi.
Yeah.
And Navi wrote, enjoying my birthday meal of soup.
Navi.
Look, it was the best I could come up with. I feel like everyone else put so much effort into theirs. I was just trying to figure out the chat stream thing, and I'm like, this is the best thing I could come up with. I'm sorry.
Okay. All right.
Sometimes simplicity is the answer. Yeah. So.
All right. So, Akiva, what has been the response from Twitter? Are people thinking
And if I could read Chappelle's tweet, because Chappelle decided last second to throw one out there. And
I did. I didn't want to be a poor sport.
Okay.
So Chappelle tweeted, I'm so happy to finally get the podcast with At Chappelle Show. What a birthday gift. He's definitely on my A-list. and Chappelle is a good strategist because he retweeted the tweet, which I don't think the other people did that could have helped their own number.
Yeah.
Oh, is there still time for me?
We could.
There's still time, but I thought that was a smooth move. Yeah.
To be fair, I don't have the followers, so I don't think it would matter.
And also, Jenny and Phil, who were in the background, Colin and Phil were in the background of Jenny's.
I like liking, Phil Collin.
Phil Collin liking Chappelle's tweet to possibly get Jenny to lose and then have to leave.
So she can go to dinner. Who's the real strategist here? I hear you, Phil.
I don't know if they're trying to help me win or lose.
Or lose, yes. We're figuring that out.
I don't think that you got to update them on the rules that you stay if you get more or less.
I was just trying to do my best. Okay. I'm just trying to maintain the integrity of the game. Okay. I obviously want to give an effort. You don't want me trying to lose.
How about this, Akiva? Let's go back now and let's reveal the winners of the embarrassing story contest, and then we'll do the ultimate rankings for of the tweet favorites.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. How do you want to score this?
I just did a 1, 2, 3, 4.
That's what I have. Okay. Do you want to go from 4 to 1?
Yes. At 4, I had Navi.
I had Navi at 4 as well.
I didn't totally follow her story. Love you, Navi.
It's all good. Is this? Can I bank my one wine for a second chance here?
You want to bank your
wine? She has a wine veto, she's saying. She wants the wine about her placement.
Yes. Okay. All right.
And try again. Get another
I thought it was more just embarrassing for the woman who looked like Shirley Temple on heroin, who you got fired from her job.
Crackhead Shirley.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Who do you have at number 3, Akiva?
At number 3, I had Tommy. I was really looking forward to the end of his story, but it just ended with Seeds Baby. I want to hear a little bit more from Tommy.
Yeah. Yeah, a little bit of the aristocrats in terms of the delivery. I had Touchdown Tommy at number 3 as well.
Yeah, and then 1, 2, I had Jenny 1, Chappelle 2.
Yeah, we have identical scoring.
All right.
Okay, all right.
Jenny doing a terrible job of trying to leave, if that's what she's in fact trying to do.
I also like that she really shamed you from that you asked the question about what's your most embarrassing moment also to start. That I felt like that really made it also an embarrassing moment for you.
Well, I think there's been many embarrassing moments for me so far in this podcast.
Chappelle
so
did a good job with that also.
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
Yeah.
Me? Thanks. Okay. Jenny, I did like how Jenny started off with, like, you know, don't you hate when people ask this stupid question? And then she proceeded to tell you how stupid the question was.
I would struggle with that also.
When you were talking about that was like one of the, like, the ideas, I thought you were giving an example of something you wouldn't use. Mm-hmm, and then you used it. And I was like, this is so terrible. But
right.
Hashtag on brand. So,
all right, Rob. So I'm going to give you the tweets aren't especially close to each other. So I think we can call the Twitter competition.
Okay, can you
now,
give us? Okay? Can you give us from 4 to 1?
Yes, 3 and 4 were the only ones that are even remotely close. Navi's enjoying my birthday meal of soup has 10 likes, which is if I have a tweet that gets 10 likes, I'm basically deleting it. Listen, I got 4,000 followers.
Look,
not the 4.
I don't think that the listeners realize just how important and how closely Akiva looks at likes, favorites.
This is a joke. This is not true. I never look at how much likes get ever. I never look at.
We're literally having a contest on which one of your tweets is getting the most likes.
It was just, I didn't even think of this game. Someone else came up with this game. I never look at likes. I never even look at my follower count. I didn't even know I was close to 4,000 until you and Allie tweeted that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Allie and I did have a bet that I would get to 4,000 before she got to 5,000. So maybe it's a little bit of like, but I don't look at it. The only time I got in trouble is I said I look at how many likes the post in the patron Facebook gets, because I want to see, like, if 40 people liked it, it wasn't a popular episode. And if 120 people liked it, it was popular. I like to know. I'm producing the podcast. It's important to know what's popular, what's not.
Yeah.
I don't care about myself. I'm selfless.
Yeah. What kind of party is going on over in this hotel room where one of your party mates just sent me an invitation to be in their professional network on LinkedIn? Sounds like a real rager going on over there.
So here's the backstory. Colin Latchford loves LinkedIn.
Mm-hmm.
When he texted me this morning, he said, "Happy birthday! LinkedIn just reminded me."
Oh my god!
Getting his birthday.
I'm going to be the first person to wish Akiva happy birthday on LinkedIn.
Yeah. So, and I was, you guys know how I feel about astrology. So, yes. Colin is a Capricorn, and if you were to make like one of those visuals where it's like, oh, like the signs as like their favorite social media, Capricorn is LinkedIn. Like it's just
what
so
are we, Jenny?
On brand
what are we,
that he literally added you while I'm podcasting with you on LinkedIn.
Okay.
He loves LinkedIn.
Loves LinkedIn.
Yeah. Just sitting here.
By the way, Akiva, you haven't updated your LinkedIn with your newest podcasts.
Do I even have an app on there? I don't know.
That podcast host for 3 shows, Seinfeld post show recap, Rob and Akiva need a podcast, and 32 fans.
All right. I'm very sorry. I'm very sorry, Allie. I'll add NGOG. Okay. Rob.
Yes.
The winner of this. All right. So the fourth place in this contest was unfortunately Navi. Enjoy my birthday meal soup has 13 likes.
Okay.
In third place, Chappelle with I'm so happy to finally get a podcast with Chappelle's show. He's what a birthday gift. He's definitely on my A-list with 16 likes. He did come a little later.
I was late.
Tommy's wet jumper tweet got 29 likes. That's second place.
Okay.
Hey.
And Jenny won both contests. 41. Wow. He did go first.
She is the Renap veteran.
She is
they actually
veteran,
know
yeah.
who she is. So I think she might have
it didn't say it didn't like come from her. There was no reference to Jenny in the
I pandered.
Yeah, fun. you could have done like an Ally tweet, could have done big business. Like there were certain tweets that were like a Rob tweet might have really hit big, but
yeah.
Let's not get carried away. So.
So after two rounds, unfortunately, do we have to say goodbye to Navi?
I mean, those are the rules, Navi.
Those are the rules. But Navi, there's good news
it's
if you like
for the best.
If you like being on this podcast, there is some good news. The loser of this podcast gets a punishment. The punishment,
great.
But the punishment involves coming back on the podcast at a future date. Navi, your task, should you choose to accept it, and I think you have to accept it, because I did tell everyone who's going to be on the show that there is a punishment, is that you have to watch the entire first season of the Norwegian show Skam, and the next time you come on, you have to give us a book report on the first season of Skam. Is that okay? You have got a few weeks. We're not going to have you on next week. What do you think?
Navi, you're the sixth wheel by the time
like
I get to you.
The regular Degrassi. How am I going to like Norwegian Degrassi or Degrassi?
People say it's great. People say it's really good. You're gonna
Navi, aren't you Canadian?
Yes, I am.
You don't know it's Degrassi?
It's Degrassi with a long
ass. Because they keep saying Degrassi and now I say everyone too.
Yeah, it's Degrassi with a long ass. You got to make sure you put the right emphasis on the syllable. Degrassi.
Okay. All right. Navi, it's always great to see you. We're looking forward to hearing all about Skam the next time we see you.
We'll give you like a month, and then we'll have you come on a mailbag. And
don't
we'll
tell your boss that they gave you homework.
Yeah, maybe tell your
watch
boss
it at work and see.
Yeah,
what
maybe
happens.
Maybe watch it with your boss. I'd love your boss takes on the Norwegian teen drama Skam, if possible.
You know,
your
I
boss
think
probably thinks you're
in
a pyramid scheme at this point. Also,
yeah,
I think my boss would rather like shove skewers in his ear than come on the podcast.
Oh my god,
maybe
he would
do 32 fans.
Skewers,
you know,
fan.
I was thinking that maybe he would do 32 fans because he is a sports fan, but I think that Chester would irritate like the ever loving shit out of him. So, you know,
okay.
I don't think that's
all right. Navi, now I know you're trying to get out of spending time with your family and I can totally relate. I see you, Navi, but you don't have to leave, but we will put you on mute. And then if you want to help us judge any of the future competitions,
yeah, do you want to be a judge?
We can bring you back in for that.
Ooh. Yeah, I would be down
okay,
for that.
All right. All right. So Navi, you are officially out of the running. But we will refer to you to help us judge some of the future competitions.
But she has gotten out of here. Like, in theory, that's what she was supposed to do, right?
Yes. Okay, so you did.
She's a celebrity. She got out of here.
Yes. All right, Navi. Okay, we'll come back to you in a little bit, okay?
Sounds good.
Okay.
I have a question for Ginny. How many White Claws is that?
Yeah, that's a good question.
I've switched off of the White Claws. I'm now drinking a Cottage Spring vodka soda, which is basically the same thing.
Cottage Spring.
This is only very number fancy. Two.
Ginny, can I drink with you since it's your birthday? Should I go get a drink for your birthday?
Yes, obviously.
I'll be right back.
It's a celebration.
It's a party.
Rob, I showed my kids a funny clip, one funny clip from Sequester.
Yeah.
Which was after we voted somebody out and they like left the room we were in, me and this guy KP, who's banned for life from Yankee Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
We I don't know if he wants people to say that. We like cheers, but he had like a giant mug of beer and I had a Ryan's Toy Review child's cup with Diet Coke with Coke Zero in it.
Mm-hmm.
I thought in case Rob's watching, he'd appreciate
me cheers. Did
you watch
Ethan Zahn on Ryan's Toy Review?
Oh, I have not seen it yet. How was it?
Oh, it was great. You nailed it. Okay. All right. So Akiva, we're on to round three of I'm a Renap Celebrity. Get me out of here. In round three, we have a woman who is a very important figure here in the world of Robin Akiva and Anita podcast. Her name is Whoopi Goldberg. I have a Sporkle quiz in front of me of Name the 88 Whoopi Goldberg movies, which I think.
Wow.
Okay. Whoopi Goldberg has been in 88 movies. Let's go round robin. The first person who cannot name an answer here to the Sporkle quiz will be out in round number three. How does that sound, Uncle Kiwi?
That's great. That's wonderful.
Okay.
It sounds like a rigged job to get me out.
All you have to do is give us the name of a Whoopi Goldberg movie. I have 88 films that we have the character name here on Sporkle. Okay. All right. Since Jenny, you are in control of the board for coming in first in both round one and round two, would you like to go first or last?
Last.
Last. Okay. So you will go. You will go third, and it's not a snake draft, right, Uncle Kiwi?
Right. Sporkle's not snake. It's not.
Okay.
Not
snake. And then Jenny. Okay. So you will go last. Who would you like to have go first?
It's a hard question.
Let's go with Tommy.
Okay. So the round will be Tommy, then Chappelle, and then Jenny. Okay. All right. Tommy, you're up. You're up first.
Yeah,
any Whoopi Goldberg film.
Love Whoopi. Love the Goldberg as a color. I'm gonna go with The Color Purple.
Okay. Color Purple is there. She played Seeley.
Famously. Right. Malik Seeley.
All right.
No, Malik Seeley was in what movie was in was Malik Seeley in? The late great Malik Seeley.
I don't know.
I think it was in He Got Game.
Okay. All right. Chappelle, you're up.
Yes. Sister Act.
Sister Act is on the board. She played Dolores Van Cartier, a.k.a. Sister Mary Clarence. Mm. Another great Clarence. Okay. Jenny.
Let's go with Sister Act 2.
How dare you?
Good. Yes.
Back in the Habit?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, wow. She got the tagline.
Sister Act 2, yeah. Back in the Habit. All right. Tommy.
Now it gets hard.
There's still 85 Whoopi Goldberg movies.
I mean,
that's a lot.
Weirdly enough, I do know this one. I'm gonna go with Ghost. You know, I love some clay. I love some pottery.
Oda Mae Brown. Yes,
that's pretty good.
Okay, Chappelle.
I'm gonna go with The Lion King.
Yes, she was Shenzi, the voice of Shenzi. Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay.
The original Lion King.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
I mean, this is the low-hanging fruit in multiple ways. I got to go with Eddie.
Yeah, that was a good one. That was a good one.
Yeah.
She played the titular Eddie Franklin.
Yes.
Okay.
Coach Eddie.
All right, back to Tommy.
Too bad there wasn't an Eddie 2.
Start of round 3.
This is where it gets difficult, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It might be next person to name one wins if Tommy can't get it here.
Probably not for most people. I think they could name a seventh Whoopi Goldberg film, but...
Mm-hmm.
Are people big Whoopi fans? Do people...
Well, we're big Whoopi fans.
I'm just going to speak culturally. You know, in a black household, Whoopi Goldberg is like a household name. So I could probably name about 20 Whoopi Goldberg films.
I really only got one left.
Yes.
I'm going to go with How Stella's Got Her Groove Back.
Tommy, I didn't know you were well-versed in How Stella Got Her Groove Back.
That's all I got. I love a good
Stella. Delilah Abraham from 1998. Yeah. Okay,
I love Whoopi.
That's pretty Chappelle. Good,
Whoopi held that film together. I'm going to go with Karina.
Karina. And she played Karina in Karina.
Yes, I believe from 1994.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure how many R's and how many N's. But okay, we got it. Jenny.
Here's the problem.
Yeah.
I'm not a big movie guy.
Not a big movie guy. She always talks about that.
That's why I felt like this was a rig job. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, her Dr. Mike impression would have got her in the next round, maybe.
Okay. So I'm stuck on animated films. I think I'm wrong here, but I'm just gonna guess, like, was she in Madagascar?
Madagascar.
have no clue.
Does not look like it. Can I get a confirmation on the spelling of Madagascar?
Yeah. She wasn't in it.
Okay.
I'm just, all right. As of Lion King, I'm like, okay, another animal animated film.
Okay.
Yeah. I had nothing. My next one was going to be Lion King.
I was going to die in this one no matter what. It was a miracle I got two.
Okay. All right. There were 80 other films that Whoopi Goldberg was in. We don't need to name them all. You could see them all.
I'll say this. We did mention one during this episode, but that's a real niche callback.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we talked about Theodore Rex in the last podcast when she first came up.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Yeah. That's in the crappy movie diaper.
Yeah, it's in the crappy movie diaper. But, you know, I liked Kingdom Come. It's a movie about like this family during a funeral. There's a Page Master. Do y'all remember that movie about Macaulay Culkin? She's in there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's in there.
This battle just became between me and Jenny.
Toy Story 3?
I don't remember Toy Story 3, but Serafina. She's the main character in Serafina.
Akiva likes her in Star Trek Generations.
Yeah, I don't know what that is, but Rugrats movie. Same. She's in the Rugrats movie from the 90s.
She was. Okay. I believe she was one of those talking like reptile-looking things.
Okay.
She was like an animal or something. Yeah.
Yeah. She played God in the movie A Little Bit of Heaven. Yeah. So
that sounds like a movie that Cody Calafiore might be in.
And also, she also came back for Shenzi in Lion King 1.5. Also,
1.5. Oh, nobody guessed.
Tommy, you were close.
I was close. I should have guessed that.
Straight to VHS, probably Lion King 1.5. Okay.
All right.
You never saw 1.5?
I never saw. No.
It's not great. Not great.
Okay. Akiva. So where does this leave us? Is Jenny officially eliminated?
I think so.
I mean, mathematically, she can't be, right? Jenny? She won the first two rounds.
I know, but I don't know if there's a carryover.
Gotcha. I think it's like, it's just straight death rounds. Like,
I think it's death rounds.
Don't call it that.
But I also feel bad because Jenny, you know, it is Jenny's birthday. She did like change her plans. Jenny.
Yes. But I thought she had
to
leave.
Do you want to stay and hang out with us?
You have to go? I can stay on, like, I can do what Navi's doing and like keep the call going. And if you need to consult me, I'll just mute.
Okay.
And. Okay. Be useless. Like, more good. Useless than I have been thus far.
All right.
You haven't been useless at all.
But I have appreciated.
Yes. Let's check in with Navi also. Navi.
Yeah, Navi, what's up?
Yeah, Navi, did you know any Whoopi Goldberg movies that you could have done well in this round?
No, I think I would have continued my series of flopping in this game. So I think it was for the best that I was eliminated when I was.
Okay.
Navi, can I follow you on Twitter, Navi? I feel like I have to ask now before you get disconnected again.
Yeah.
Is Navi private on Twitter?
I don't think so. Navi, plug
your
Twitter.
That's for the best.
Okay. That you're going to be private or people should ask Navi?
Oh, it's...
Yeah, I'm gonna say you could just text. You could just
because I'm Navi. Oh. It's at because I'm Navi.
It's a public Twitter.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Get Navi to 4,000.
I see where I stand on Chappelle's.
It's good
list,
that Akiva said it because I kind of forgot.
All right. So, Rob, I think it comes down to Chappelle versus Tommy, the two newbies, as we see the lovely mug of our son Phil T in the background.
Drinking
Jenny's drink. We won't snitch on you. She's not going to listen to this. She was on it.
Yeah.
Rob, do you want to pick which of the two remaining games should be our finale game?
Just tell me what they are.
Okay, so our choices are, Rob, either punch up an idea from the rejected Will's rejected, you know, idea pile.
Yeah.
And whoever punches up the better idea that we'll randomly select wins, or we will call up an older friend or relative of each of the people, and they have 60 seconds to explain RNAP to that relative as well as they possibly can. What do you think is better?
Well,
or you do both.
Let me ask the panel here. Gentlemen, do you have a preferred weapon that you would like to use in this duel?
Which sounds better?
Would you rather punch up an idea or call a relative?
I feel like both. I feel good about either, honestly.
Oh,
wow.
Okay.
Yeah. Say, I'm with Tommy a little bit, but I wouldn't mind calling one of my relatives. This could be fun.
Okay. Well, should we do both, Rob? Neither of them will take a long time.
Let me ask Phil T. what he thinks.
Yeah.
Phil T. who's taken over Jenny's spot. Okay, what would you rather hear? Would you rather hear these guys call a relative or punch up an idea?
I want to hear from the relatives.
All right, let's do it. All right, let's bring in a relative. Let's bring in a relative. Okay.
Why don't you text the number in the chat here, okay. Tommy and Chappelle, to and Rob will call them live on stream.
Okay. All right. Navi, do you want to bring in your mom from the other room to explain?
Yeah, do you want your mom to come in while we wait for a second to get these phone numbers?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we could turn around. Maybe
okay,
we could turn
I'll see
fan.
If
we
she's need, interested. We- I will be right back.
Okay.
For the next hundo.
Okay.
We're losing some of them today by inviting them on the show, and now they hate us. Everyone connected to Navi just loathes us, Rob. It's very concerning.
I understand why. I get it.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Very
so,
active hotel room in Jenny's.
Yes. By the way, Akiva, did you see get my birthday greeting for you yet on LinkedIn?
Listen, Rob, I'm a pro. I'm not on LinkedIn during the podcast like you. I got my my sole focus. You even see me on video. It's kind of a choppy video because it's an old webcam, but like you see me on video today. I'm not lying down, I'm sitting up.
Yeah. No, this is impressive.
I'm a pro, Rob. We could do video shows every week.
Yeah, you must be hopped up on all the sugar that was in that apple cake.
I didn't even eat so much of it because, like, my son made it, so he ate most of it.
You're giving me the phone number, and we're just calling. I'm going to call these people and patch them in. That's what we're doing?
Patch them in, yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
All right. So do they know we're calling?
I can't imagine they do. Okay. So they might not pick up. Do you want to text them quickly and tell them to pick up when they get a call?
Yeah.
So, all right, might not work though.
So, I mean, I'm thinking
there's a less than 50% chance that she won't pick up, but we can
so
try.
So, I'm thinking that this might be better if you just took your phone and then dialed it so it'd be coming from you and then put it on speaker right in front of the microphone.
I'd assume your mom and your aunt are probably going to answer you better than a random LA phone number.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe sometimes my mom doesn't answer me. Uh-huh.
Same. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's why I didn't pick my mom.
Went with old reliable. Is it?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. So, do either of you want to try to go first?
I can try first. You know.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So do it on speaker, but then just hold that. Have the speaker as loud as you can, and have it right up to the.
And Rob, the winner is the person who explains the podcast better. Should we have like the relative sort of parrot back what they've said? Like how who's winning? How are you winning?
I think we'll know when we hear it.
Okay, well, let's,
yes.
All right, I'm calling.
All right, we're calling his mom, Cheryl, who he loves.
Jenny said this is such a missed opportunity moment. Let me find out from Jenny.
Hey, Tommy, can I give you a call back like in maybe 15, 20 minutes?
Give me a call back in like a little bit. Bye.
Wait, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm fine. I'm so okay. I just hung up. Oh, no.
Okay. Oh man!
Yes.
Wait, no.
Jenny,
I can have a backup.
Jenny, why did you say that this is a missed opportunity?
Tommy, please. Text
just because it sounds like a disaster, and my.
Do you have relatives? This would have been good for.
Well, like they're gonna answer my call today because
it's your birthday.
Yeah. Oh, you're getting answered. Yeah.
They were like, and then they're like, what, like. Yeah. And there's nothing like turning 34 and being like, oh my God, my child, they're 34. Like
my baby.
Wow. Mm-hmm. They've done nothing. And they're like, they're like prank calling me. Like,
yeah.
Like that would just be the cherry on top of
Jenny. I had four kids and a wife and my parents were also disappointed when I turned 34. Don't worry. Everyone's parents are disappointed.
Okay. Well, as long as we're all in this together.
And I had a job back then even also.
Okay.
Anyway, Cindy, I think would have been very confused.
Cindy Autumn. She would have been confused.
Cindy Autumn.
I like the laugh track at Jenny.
Got a big laugh. Yeah. We should have them every week. I want Phil and Colin every week just giggling.
Yeah, if you guys ever need a laugh track for if you ever do a roast again, I can.
We're having a lot of fun.
Yeah, they're enjoying it.
I will say, Rob, we got a great idea. Navi has left the chat for a second, but she did offer. She's back. Navi once offered to be our. Navi, we're talking about you. To be our stats lady who will just listen to the podcast. And correct at the end of every episode the things we got wrong.
No, I thought you were going to say that she offered to be like our laugh track. Like, I would like it if this would be like, these podcasts would be like an NBA game. And we could just get like a panel of like 15 people.
We could do
people,
that.
Like,
do you want to try it next
laughing
week?
At our jokes. Yeah.
Should we try that next week? Unmute to laugh, please.
Put me down. Put me down for the laugh track because I'm definitely a giggler.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm down for it too.
Yeah, people, when we have an idea, they're just like waving their arms like, no, bad.
Right. It's like in the mailbag, he was like, okay, we're going to have 14 guests next week. They like start throwing stuff at the screen.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. All right, Chappelle, do you want to take your turn?
Aunt Kathy.
Yeah, I'll call Aunt Kathy. Hold on, let me call her.
Okay. Now we have Aunt Kathy and Cheryl and Mom Cheryl's phone number. In case we ever need it for future episodes.
And Kathy is useful. She'll pick up, I promise. But she's not going to be happy about this one. I'm not going to lie to you. I think the most confused relative about something.
Tell
like
her it's your best friend Akiva's birthday, and you have to do this for him.
Oh, okay, I can do that.
Mm-hmm. And Jenny, your two best friends.
No likes so far on LinkedIn for my birthday greeting.
I don't feel like she's going to pick up, you guys.
We might have to go to the backup option here.
Yeah, I think Aunt Kathy's out of here.
If Aunt Kathy picks up, I think he basically automatically wins.
She picked up. She just, doesn't have
I think we'll go to the emergency.
Yeah, we don't get Aunt Kathy today. She didn't pick up.
All right, it was worth it.
Mama Cheryl did answer. She just said she's got to go.
She's like, hey, bye.
Yeah.
All right, Rob, should we go to the trash bin and have them
in fairness, Tommy's mom would have talked if he had been in a car accident.
It was like emergencies only mode was Tommy's mom right there.
So, all right, we are going to dip into the wheel list over
or the rejected ideas. Wheels rejected ideas.
That's the name of the name of the spreadsheet. That's what it is. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah. So, we need a number without looking from one to actually let's go to Navi for this. Okay.
Yeah,
Navi.
Pick a number. It can't be a season 3, episode 7. That's what I'll say. If it's a pick again, if it's a season 3, episode 7.
Right, okay. Navi.
1 to 658.
Yeah, let's have you unmute. Hi. Okay, 1 to 658. And this is for Tommy or this is for Chappelle?
We'll start with Tommy started the last one. We'll let Tommy start again.
All right. Let's do...
Any
I know this is the easy one, but let's do 420.
Hey, Kathy's calling back.
Okay, not look at Navi. Okay.
Oh, wait, Kathy's calling back. Should we speak to Kathy for a minute?
You gotta talk to her.
Sure.
All right, let's start.
All right. Let's see what I can. Let's see. Hello, Aunt Kathy.
Yeah, baby.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing fine. I'm back to the house.
Yeah. Can you put that phone right up to the microphone? The yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Kathy. Can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
All right, yeah. So I'm on a podcast.
Point the bottom
today.
Right into the microphone. Yeah,
I'm on a podcast today with my good friend Akiva, and it's his birthday. And I wanted you to tell him happy birthday.
Okay. Well, you want me to do it now?
Yeah, I want you to do it now. He can hear you. He's on the podcast. It's broadcasting for millions of people. Aunt Kathy.
Thousands.
My goodness.
100 million.
Yeah. So I think this. Just hold the bottom of the phone right up to the top of the microphone. Yeah.
Yeah, Akiva.
Hi, Aunt Kathy.
Akiva.
Hi, Aunt Kathy.
How you doing?
It's good. It's my birthday. I'm hanging out, spending it the best way I can. I'm hanging out with my best friend, Chappelle.
That's my man. Well, I want to wish you a happy, happy, blessed birthday.
Can you, Aunt Kathy, can you guess from my voice how old I am? That people think I sound very old.
Well, you sound like maybe in your early
30s. Perfect.
Well,
you nailed it.
Kathy, you were close. He's actually creeping up on 50. Yeah, I'm serious. He's almost 50.
Pushing 50.
Damn near.
My goodness.
Yeah, my goodness.
You got a great voice.
Yeah, a voice for radio.
I agree.
And Kathy, thank you so much.
You're so very welcome. So when this pandemic stuff is over with, invite him over and we can have a drink of pink.
We're gonna go to his house. He lives in Israel.
No, I want to visit him while he's here in the States.
Okay, well, we'll set something up.
I've been doing these few moments. Thank you, Brandon.
All right, lady. I'll talk to you later.
I love you.
Love you too. Bye.
Bye.
Okay.
I win.
It was podcast star, Aunt Kathy. Yeah, that was great.
Aunt Kathy. She's good. She's good.
Should I call Mama Cheryl back and tell her it's an emergency that I've been
yeah,
no, I think we're fine. What do you think, Rob?
Yeah, maybe that. Do you want to give Touchdown Tommy a chance here to punch up an idea?
I think we're just having fun. I think we'll go to the rejected idea for the actual winner.
Listen, I'm ready for Aunt Kathy to be like to take my spot in the Royal Rumble. Mm-hmm.
If y'all put Aunt Kathy in the Royal Rumble before me, I swear to God, I'm out of here. I'm burning it down.
She's not coming to Israel. What about Long Island? Would Aunt Kathy do
this
Long Island?
On the podcast. Mm-hmm. She. Okay.
All right. So idea number 420 here is the cancel tournament.
Yeah, this is for Tommy.
This is for Tommy. Tommy, can you punch this up into a usable idea? The cancel tournament.
What was the original premise?
I don't know. It's a good question.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I guess with cancel tournament, the only thing I can think of is maybe we're talking about the top canceled things, right? So we're just bringing light to what cancel culture is, right? And maybe it can be a positive spin on it. Maybe we take this and we're more looking at it as like, hey, cancel culture, you know, it's not the best thing. And maybe we spread awareness that maybe we shouldn't do cancel culture no more, you know?
Okay, Tommy, I think you got a tough draw here with number 420. Yeah,
the cancel tournament.
I think the original idea was we were looking for something to cancel. So it's sort of the opposite.
We were
going
to cancel something popular.
You want to bring back something that is canceled.
Yes.
Yeah. Or we just thought we highlight the top canceled things. Like, wow, that's a real good. Let's re-cancel that thing.
Double cancel. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
Tommy, you're the best.
Nah. Do you have another number, or should we go to Jenny?
Jenny.
Yeah, I think it's only fair to go to Jenny.
Okay,
Jenny. A number from 1 to 658 for Chappelle, my new best friend.
Thank you.
Okay. Let's go with 262.
262, Chappelle, is the bad podcast idea gong show from episode 32. A long time ago. The
episode 32, simpler times.
Total Idea Request Live was the episode. We took calls from listeners, and the Bad Podcast Idea Gong Show was a live idea.
And I'm supposed to make this not a bad idea.
Yes, you're supposed to turn this is going to be hypothetically next week's episode. You need to turn this into a winner, or at least better than the canceled tournament.
So tell me, how does the original gong show work? You guys were there.
Rob, do you remember? It was over. It was like a year and a half ago. Yeah, I don't remember
the original gong show idea or the gong show. If I had to guess, the bad podcast gong show idea is that I would imagine that people are have sent in produced podcasts or are calling in with the idea for a podcast, and then we would hit the gong when it's like, all right, cut, next, go to the next one. I mean, that's what the gong show was. Acts would come out. It's like America's Got Talent, but then when the judges were like, okay, this sucks, they'd hit the gong, and then you'd be off the stage.
I don't think this is a bad idea. I'm surprised you vetoed this one. This is like a call-in, like a TRL type thing, or like a mailbag situation, but you get live. You get to talk to people in real time. You get to tell Shut Up Tim no 7 times in one episode. So I think this is a good idea. The gong show could have eliminated this from happening. Someone could have gonged this, and then would not have been the thing. Yeah, and it was gonged, and now look at this. So I think this is a great idea. I don't know how it hasn't happened. Get somebody to come on here and talk about the cancel tournament, and then halfway through their canceling, you know, uncanceling, so they can cancel them again, you just gong. Yeah, I don't understand how this isn't already your idea. You guys missed out messing with your own money.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's my pitch. I say go for it.
Messing with our own money.
Yeah, I could see the gong show back on more so than the trying to bring back things that are canceled.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, instead of calling people's ideas trash and calling the people on their panel two men's trash, just say gong show instead. You know, gong show podcast.
Should I do that during the wheel segment when we just get to an idea that's, you know, you're in the middle of reading it? And
That's not bad. I think you should do that.
That's not a bad idea, but Rob, you do a really good job of being nice to people, but I don't want you to hurt anyone's feelings. That gong kind of like, you know.
No, the gong won't hurt my feelings. Mm-hmm. Although I guess not usually my idea.
Of the bell. Like, I
yeah, it's good. It's good.
Yeah. Like yeah. And you don't use the taboo buzzer as much as anymore. So I say the gong. Let's do it.
Let's okay. gong people out. But yes, I think
Hold on, Tommy.
I love the gong, but let me just say, think about it though. Can't recancel, you know, some things are getting dusty, you know, in that cancel culture, it's getting dusty. We need to dust those up and recancel those things, baby.
Okay, let's double back for like Mel Gibson. He's like,
yeah, he wants Louis C.K. to be back on stage.
They've been making up and atoning for their sins. Let's cancel them again.
So something's been canceled and then it's starting to like creep back out.
Yeah.
Yep.
Like, if Kevin Spacey ever stops being a weirdo, we have to make sure you like push him back down into the cellar.
Recanceled. You know, people like, are forgetting about Chris Columbus. Recanceled.
Yeah. It's like, hey, is there a new Louis C.K. special coming out? Like,
not on my watch. Gong.
Cancel tournament. No, get the gong out of here. No.
All right. I do think there's a clear winner to this segment, and thus, therefore, the I'm a Renap celebrity, get me out of here game, Rob.
Yeah.
You agree? Do you have a clear winner here?
I think that Tommy got a rough draw.
He did get a rough draw.
Yeah.
Sorry, Tommy. I thought 420 would help you out.
Yeah.
But
he had a tough draw.
Specifically, Tommy.
And a busy mom. But unfortunately, yeah.
Tommy means something to you in particular?
Yeah, you know, I blame my mom. She only cares about me when I'm hit by cars or when there's an emergency. She doesn't care about to hear about my day, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Akiva, are you... Is that
Yeah,
evil?
I thought the punishment, which we forgot to give them, was I thought it'd be funny if everybody... rough draw on a busy mom, Jenny writes in the chat. If everyone's saying happy birthday to me and Jenny in Norwegian. What do you think about that? So I posted the lyrics... So happy birthday in Norwegian in the chat. I think that's how we should end this podcast.
Wait, we're really leaning into the Norwegian angle between scum, like between singing in Norwegian.
Can I tell you what's funny? I Googled the anthem and every single post on YouTube, all the comments for the Norwegian happy birthday song are I'm here because of scum. So I guess it's like their most famous export. I don't know.
Wow. Scum, baby.
Scum, baby. All right. Yeah. So I think what's the plan now? Are we going to continue the mailbag with Chappelle?
Is everyone allowed
to stay if they want to stay? It's just Chappelle? I think everyone else has to go, right?
Wait, I win?
You won.
Yeah, you were the winner.
Wow.
I love that the concept of this episode is still so confusing.
Oh, yeah, you lost, but you have to stay for the mailbag. Good point.
Yeah.
Doesn't even know that they've won.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, if the goal is to be king of trash, then here I stand in my glory.
Yeah.
From zero to hero, just like that. So
congratulations, Chappelle, the winner of I'm a Renap Celebrity. Get me out of here.
Oscar the Grouch was sort of the king of trash. Like, he's got that throne thing.
He was. Put him in a Royal Rumble with me next time.
Mm-hmm.
Oscar the Grouch.
All right. So we're going to have the mailbag coming up. Navi, what happened with bringing your mom on to explain the podcast? She passed?
No, so my cousin told me that she left because she couldn't stand hearing me talk to you.
But you have headphones in. She didn't have to hear us.
It might be a Navi
thing,
honestly.
She can hear me talking to you.
She heard Navi say, wait, let me go get my mom. And then she just grabbed the keys and took off running.
Yeah, pretty much.
Wow.
She left like 30 seconds ago. So I think that was indeed the case.
She's hiding in the car, I think.
Okay. Well, Navi, I do hope that we can have you come back again after you finish watching Scum. Because I would like to hear you read the idea as a newsreader. I would like to hear you read the ideas from the mailbag.
Oh, should I just prep them all as like news copy and do it that way? That could be something.
Yeah, that would be great.
Sure.
I would love that segment.
It's just it.
Yeah.
Shut up, Tim wants us to rank, Shrek characters.
Yes. Okay.
Yes. Hopefully I'm in my own apartment this time or that time. Hopefully I'm not running on like 6 hours of sleep over the course of 3 days. So hopefully that
why have you been so busy, Navi?
Terrible thing. Well, I'm the only person in the news department. I am the news department.
What, so is there a lot of news of happening in the world right now?
Yeah.
Yes.
Like, it's been a slow news year.
Well, the summer
was slow, and then everything started to happen in September. It's been a whole thing. Mm-hmm. I don't want to get into it.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, Nabi, thank you once again for joining us. If people want to follow you on social media, do they need to ask you, or they can just do it?
They can just do it, but I don't think it's worth it because I only tweet like twice a year. But you can follow me at Cause I'm Navi
on Twitter. Okay. All right, there you go.
And one more thing before I go. So I recently did an org with a person who is a Renap listener, and she recognized me from the third wheel contest. So I just wanted to give a quick shout out to Isabella. I hope your first semester at Chicago University, I think it's Chicago University, hopefully that's all going well.
Do so, shout outs on the podcast now, Navi?
Yeah, this is like voting also, on Big Brother. Yeah.
Yes, shout out to my mom, my cousin, my brother, my boss.
Yes, yeah. Navi.
Happy birthday, Jenny Autumn, Third Wheel Zach, Kiva.
Tennessee.
No. Yeah, okay.
Also, please don't vote me out there.
By my cookbook. Okay. All right.
Yes.
All right. Touchdown, Tommy.
Mm-hmm.
One what do you think sequester, back to back, but did not win. I'm a celebrity. Renap celebrity, get me out of here.
Always a bridesmaid, never a bride, right? For this kind of thing, I guess. That's what I mean.
I think you're generally the bride and not the bridesmaid.
Mm-hmm. So this is the first, yeah, I guess I'm experiencing being the bridesmaid. Like, I'm going to catch the bouquet.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Next time.
Rob, we got a lot of pitches this week, not to dive into the mailbag a second early. We got a lot of a million people saying we should do a Renap sequester. But one of the pitches was Tommy dressing up as the King Cake Baby and playing as the King Cake Baby.
Hmm.
I would do it.
Yeah.
I love the King Cake Baby. Huge stan.
Okay. We were talking a little bit about the all masked sequester, and then I was told that they did do one like that, but it was with avatars.
They did avatars, not masks.
I actually like your evolution of it better, of like people physically being in almost like mascot costumes. Like,
yeah.
I like undercover, but I, because undercover, yeah, it was just like an avatar and they did a voice changer, but I like the idea that people are putting on giant costumes and playing this game.
Yeah. Okay. Could get hot. All right. Touchdown, Tommy. Where can people follow you?
So people can follow me on my Twitter. It's Tommy's Tidbits.
Tommy's Tidbits, yes.
Giving you the information you all want to hear. That's a, you know, tidbits of information, pineapple tidbits. I'm all about it, you know?
I love tidbits.
You know.
Is pineapple tidbits a thing?
My favorite.
Yeah, tidbit. You didn't have pineapple tidbits in school when you were like in high school and they serve you.
Probably
like a
wasn't invented yet, Tommy. Yeah.
Oh, gotcha. So in my day, they give you the good old little cup of pineapple tidbits. And you go yum yum, and you just scoop them into your mouth.
You have to say yum yum. Is that part of it?
Yeah, you do.
Like a baby.
You know what? Diced pineapples are called tidbits. Is that like a murder?
Yeah.
Okay. I've had pineapple rings.
We got this.
Yeah, I've heard of them, but I didn't know them as tidbits.
Never heard of
tidbits. Yeah, pineapple chunks. That sounds gross, though.
In the future, I would like to be sponsored by pineapple tidbits.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
It's a very
tidbit.
Do you have any
tidbits,
friends?
Baby.
Tidbits would be like a great OnlyFans like name.
What, Tommy's Tidbits? Yeah.
Oh, no.
How come every time I'm on the podcast, we got to talk about OnlyFans? This is weird. Maybe. Also, I'm intrigued and excited.
Jenny Autumn, what do you have to plug? Thank you so much, by the way, for spending your birthday. You actually had plans.
Poor Phil
you
had, Collins.
Like the rest of us.
Yeah. Do you have any tidbits to plug?
They're fine. Yeah. They've been a live audience for this podcast, and
they were fun to have in the background.
No one else enjoyed it. At least these two did. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, no, it was.
They gained link.
Akiva, my birthday buddy, I would never say no to spending time with you, and I mean, I'll always make time to you know, be on this podcast, even if I am a D-list. Celebrity?
Nah, you don't
even really know at this point. But I appreciated being on. And if you aren't following me already, and you're one of Akiva's over 4,000 followers at this point, I'm on Twitter at Jenny Autumn.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
Happy birthday, Jenny.
And Chappelle will be sticking around with us for the mailbag. Akiva, anything else that you want to mention?
No, that could be a fun game, by the way. Jenny Autumn and Chappelle, they have like the same amount of Twitter followers. We'd have like a follower war this week. See who ends with the most followers after this episode.
I don't think that is going to go well for me.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure the people in the room love Chappelle more than they love
I
won't
say, yeah, me and Phil T are good friends now. We bonded over this in this moment. I'm going to text you in a second.
All right. So
I'm okay with it. That's fine.
We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to get into the mailbag for this week with Chappelle. Akiva says it is a jam-packed mailbag here this week. So stick around, and we will be right back.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
All right. Here we go. Mailbag 101. We're here with Chappelle. Chappelle, you made it.
Yes.
You put it into the universe. You manifested this.
I was going to do it anyway. Like, that's what I said. If win or lose, I was coming on the mailbag. I don't know what y'all thought this was, but you are not going to call me trash and then not allow me to, like, redeem myself at the end or at least get some likes in the meantime. I mean, God. This is the best I could do. I was going to be on the mailbag. Sorry.
Okay.
Yeah, people are going to say that Chappelle bullied us, but he was also the rightful winner of that game. So I think.
Thanks.
It was ultimately fair, even though he would be here anyway, even if like Jenny won or something.
Yeah. All right, Akiva, what do you want to do? You want to do old news? You want to see, does Chappelle have any pitches for the wheel?
Yeah, so a couple things. First of all, I do think because he technically lost the game, winning was losing today. I do think Chappelle, his punishment is he needs to give us multiple, hopefully four mailbag pitches. But while he thinks about that, let's just do a little catch up. Okay, Rob?
Okay. Great. And then I have a pitch today.
Oh, great. I'm excited. So, first of all, if you want to participate in the next 100 episodes, I'm going to post a bunch of forms this week because we have like 18 ideas on the wheel. I don't know if you realize we've been putting things through left and right, and we took a week off and, you know, we had the 100th, which wasn't a real idea. Like,
famously, the wheel is dummy thick.
Dummy thick wheel right now. It's backed up. And so if you want to, like, I get DMs every day. I want to be on the podcast. Like, submit yourself for one of these ideas. You'll be able to come on. You know, we all have a lot of guests in the next 100 episodes. So
RIP Akiva's mentions.
Yes, that's fine. Especially now with all these overloaded followers who probably all unfollowed me when I was tweeting about eating soup for my birthday. I think so. Like, just I'm going to post forms. Probably Yom Kippur's on Monday, so I probably won't post them until Tuesday when you're listening to this a couple days after. But there will be a lot of forms this week, so fill them out. Renap X, we're going to post if you want to participate in that. That was a fun idea we thought of last week.
Oh, yeah. I like that one.
The I am an a-hole one, the Reddit one, if you have a, you know, maybe someone in your life is an a-hole, you might be the a-hole, post that. We have a bunch of ideas coming, so check out the Renap, right? We also haven't plugged giving this podcast 5 stars on iTunes in a while, Rob.
Okay.
So we haven't got a lot of reviews. So people, give us 5 stars on iTunes. That could be my birthday present.
RobHasWebsite.com/RAANAP for that.
Chappelle, do you have an idea to get us started here?
No. I've sat through 100 episodes. I've heard it all. I don't have anything fresh. I think I'm good at like troubleshooting the bad thing.
Okay, we need that.
Yeah. That's fine.
Yeah,
that's
I think fine. I'm more like how can we make this work? What can we do to bring this idea to the people? But I don't think I'm the person who's going to give you anything fresh. So if you come up with something in the mailbag today, I think we can talk about how we can make it work.
All right, that's fair. So he doesn't get the story by credit, Rob, but he's getting like he's in the writer's room.
Okay, right, great.
All right, so let me give you an idea from Greg, Rob. Greg says he pitched this to you on the Facebook Friday video you do.
Okay, yeah.
He claims you liked it, and so he's sending it in to see our thoughts.
Well, okay, so I liked it, but there is a little bit of a caveat. Okay.
Okay. So you'll tell me the caveat because I did not see the segment.
Okay,
I
saw but it. Yes. All right,
yes. Greg,
are you a big Facebook Friday guy, Chappelle?
No. Actually, like I've probably done like gotten in the comments for like I get in there for like 10 or 15 minutes. And I do.
That's a weird flex to say I'm a big Facebook Friday guy.
Well, there are some people who are in there, you know, and they're regulars, and I like to go and see them and say hi. But I'm not like a person who's in there a lot. You know, I don't.
You don't want to
oversaturate. Yeah.
Well, I don't want to oversaturate people with me. I feel like I talk a lot. So you get.
I feel
you
the
get
same way,
Big Brother.
I feel the same way. That's why I started the third podcast.
Right.
All right.
If
so
you want to have me on New Girl, I'm down.
Yeah, you consider. I mean, Allie does the booking, but she usually responds to my messages.
I mean, like, you sound I know that Rob, you and Rob love the Prince episode so much. I would love to come on and talk about it.
No, we gotta get you on before that. That's not for like a year or two, though.
I mean, but that's my episode. I know Rob hates it, but I mean, I like
that. That was a good episode.
I don't know, but I like Prince. So yeah. You know, if it was stunt casting,
there was a lot of hype.
So, yeah. Yeah, it's lovely. Their reaction to Prince is identical to what my reaction to Prince would have been. And so I think I'm endeared by that.
Was that you this week, Chappelle, who was posting that Prince versus MJ on Twitter?
No, I would never disrespect Michael Jackson like that.
Oh, because people were posting. I didn't know if it would just that rung a bell. Because I'm like, I like to trash Prince just because Chester is from Minnesota. Like, I like to bash all things from Minnesota.
Oh, from Minnetonka.
Yeah, but I hate Michael Jackson, but I like his music more than Prince's.
Yeah,
but he's probably a better guy. Prince, better guy than Michael Jackson.
Him. Yeah, probably.
Okay.
Yeah, R.I.P.
Okay. Yes, R.I.P. to Prince. And less so to Michael Jackson. This is a revival of John's idea. HGTV shows are trash, Rob.
Yes, yes.
The key to making this work is to choose the right shows because many of them contain a game-like aspect involving the viewers guessing what happens at the end so you and Rob could watch most of the show except the end, and then on the show, we'll guess what happened, and then we do the reveal. The shows are only 20 minutes long, so it wouldn't be a big deal to watch a couple. Here's how he, Greg, would do it. Show one, house hunters, couples house hunting. They look at three houses. At the end, they pick one to buy. So we watch the main show. We banter about the house and the couples and guess which one they choose. We discuss at the end. We reveal and then discuss some trivia and maybe some behind-the-scenes drama or gossip. He says there's a lot of it. That's okay. House hunters. The other show is Flip or Flop, Rob.
Mm-hmm.
A couple buys a house. They renovate it. They attempt to sell it for a profit. We watch. We recap the show. We guess whether or not they make money, and if so, how much. Again, there's trivia, drama, blah, 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 blah. Then if you want to do one more, I suspect two shows are enough, but I've watched an embarrassing amount of HGTV, and I could give you all right, fine. The one downside is that John might be annoyed. I stole his idea.
So that was the caveat where that I was sort of like watching to see, you know, if John's head was exploding as an HGTV.
Like the hole in the wall, I'm sure.
Yeah, that would have been needed to be renovated. If his John would have just been apoplectic to see an HGTV idea get on the wheel.
Well, all fairness to Greg. Like, pitching an idea does not mean you automatically get to go on the podcast. Sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't.
Yeah.
So, like, do we have Greg's permission to do this idea hypothetically with someone else if we were to put it on the wheel?
My wife has been watching a lot of the HGTV. Mm. It is part of, like, we switched to YouTube TV when they got the NFL Network. So we have that now. My wife has been watching it. So I've absorbed a lot of it. And that I do think it's interesting. The question I just still want to know is it a podcast? Or do you think that is interesting? And we have Chappelle here, who can be the voice of reason. What do you think, Chappelle?
So I'm not an HGTV type of guy.
Yes.
So it's already not something that I would be extremely interested in. But this concept, I believe, has come across the table several times in different forms. I think the people want it. I think it definitely needs to be in consideration for something that you like. Yeah, like it's never going away. You guys can beat on it 70 times, and people are going to see HGTV. Like when Greg said it, the people in the Facebook Friday were like, "Yes, Queen." You know, they were standing Greg. I was standing Greg. I was standing John as well. But you know, like people were very excited about it. I personally wouldn't care, but I think you guys could talk about it and make it entertaining.
So the thing that I just would want to make sure is if I don't want to have, you know, if I'm the listener, I'm not going to watch find this random episode of an HGTV show. Like it needs to be, you know, self-contained enough where that if I didn't watch the episode, I can still make sense of what you're talking about.
But I don't think people watch the crappy movies with us, Rob. I think you can paint a good enough picture and I'll help. Where I don't think there's anything really above the listeners' heads, unless they're like big dummies that like they can't figure out exactly what you're saying, you know?
And Rob, you're well versed now in HGTV, so you can talk about backsplashes and foyers effectively.
The one that we've been watching is Love It or List It.
Mm-hmm.
What's the premise?
That there's people that are unhappy with their house, and then there's these two people, Hillary and the other guy, And then Hillary is going to like, she wants to renovate your home. And the other guy who happens to also be a Raptors fan, he's a Canadian, I think his name is David. He wants to, but he's going to find the house that you want. And then they're like fighting over that, that can Hillary fix up your house enough to you so you want to stay there? And then he's going to find you a different house that you're going to want to move to.
Is how many seasons of this has there been? Is this a new show?
Like a million.
Oh, yeah. When they make these shows, Chappelle, that once it gets past 10, they go to like 1,000.
Yeah.
They just pump them out forever.
Then maybe instead of HGTV, maybe just, you know, season 3, episode 7 of this. This particular flip or flop. Is that what it's called? I wasn't paying attention.
Love It or List It is this one.
Yeah, Love It or List It. Yeah, I think, yeah, maybe season 3, episode 7 of Love It or List It. I'm sure they're going to argue and fight about something, so that could be entertaining to talk about. Maybe that instead of you having to like dive into the fixer uppers and all the other HGTV shows.
Greg says that he has a lot of gossip about something.
Interesting.
We like hot
people guys. People hate when I say this, but we've been, like Chappelle said, we've been bouncing this idea. It's been on the cusp of the wheel for years. What if we put it to a poll?
Sure.
What do you think about that?
Fine.
If people want it, I'll put it to a poll on Tuesday. If people want it, it's there. Yeah. And if not, it's banned forever. Sorry, John.
Banned forever. I agree. Because like I said, I've heard you guys talk about this, and every time it's always like, do we really? No, no. Mm-hmm. But it's never gone. We've never burned it with fire.
Mm-hmm. And I think never burned it with fire.
Time. Yeah, it's time to burn it with fire if the people don't want it.
But I do really want to get in there and like take a good look at the outline before we do it and not just show up and like, okay, what are we doing today?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we could do that. Listen, some episodes write themselves, like a season 3, episode 7 or a movie, and some maybe we'll do, you know, we could up the amount of work we do. But this was an unusual one, whereas some of the game shows I've been working on for, you know, 2 months when they come up, as this was just a few days.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. This is an update from Corey B.
Yeah.
So Corey B pitched us an idea we accepted, but it's not on the wheel yet, called To Tell the Truth.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Where people, do you remember the exact premise of To Tell the Truth?
Yeah. Two people were going to come on and one person was going to be lying about something. The other person, were going to be telling the truth about some sort of interesting thing that happened or, their profession.
So Corey says he has quite a few good submissions for To Tell the Truth. However, recently, Rob has been saying that he wants to host games like today and not play them. With that being said, Corey asked, how would you want to ideally play To Tell the Truth? Would you want to be the two people competing?
No, that would be okay, I think, in terms of
hosting that game, I think, right?
I don't think that, because now we're adding so many people to the podcast in terms of like having like a host also. Like, I think that you and I, that we're just going to get two people on the line. And maybe if like, you know, that we're just getting our two guests, they know who's lying and who's not. I don't think we need to like have somebody setting it up and we're like bantering with them.
Well, I think Corey B maybe wants to be the person setting it up in this scenario.
Okay. Is he hosting the game then?
I'm not sure, but he could at least help us with the information. But also, even if he has multiple duos, we could just do two at a time and then say goodbye to them and welcome in the next people who are like in the waiting room or on StreamYard or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I don't think that's a big deal. We're like the de facto hosts there. We just don't know the answers to the game.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Sure.
Okay. Yeah, that was from Corey B.
Is that ready to go on the wheel yet?
It sounds like
when it's ready. I think we're ready for it. I think he's not 100% ready. If he tells us, we'll put it on next week.
Okay.
So does Corey B need to go get the contestants? Or is he going to be one of the contestants?
No, he has the contestants.
He was working on rounding them up.
You know, because you got to get the right lies and the right, you know, fake lie, you know, truth and lie and whatever, and the right combo.
So, would you be interested in that story? Though, would you believe it? Would I be interested in listening to it? Sure.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
The reason I said at the beginning of the podcast, Chappelle, is like, I think he listens, because it's like arrogant when I say like, oh, he loves this show. It's his favorite show. So I always give people an out in case they're like, you know, don't go too crazy. So I wasn't like negating your liking of the show, but so I do. Have there been episodes that you haven't listened to or really didn't like, since you were sort of sussing out the bad ones today?
I'd have to really think about the ones that I just like just couldn't bear. A lot of them, I just kind of just got through them. And like I said, just listen to them in the background. Yeah. I used to work a job overnight.
Just get through it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I used to work a job overnight. And so I spent a lot of time just listening to podcasts. Mm-hmm. And I would just listen to you guys every week or whatever. And so there are things that weren't great to me, but it's fine. And then there are things that y'all didn't love that I thought were pretty cool. I liked when y'all's kids came on. That was fun.
Oh.
Y'all sounded more. Yeah, y'all were mortified.
Hard on that one.
Yeah. y'all were mortified. I thought it was great. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I thought the idea that y'all were mortified was what made it so good. Every time your kids said something, you're like,
it's hard to wrangle the kids, you know?
Right.
It's also like a lot of times they'll say something cute and then you get them on mic and it's like, all right, they don't repeat that, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's like anytime you bring like your kids to like anything, you're like people, like outside people are always like, they're so cute. And you're like, yeah, but stop hitting people. Stop touching things. Stop running. And they're like, oh, you know? So that's kind of how it was. So I like that one.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, no. Like even like all season 3, episode 7s, I really haven't. There's nothing. You guys will make it entertaining enough. I don't have any complaints.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Thank you, Chappelle.
Yeah, all right. No, that's good.
I've gone on record now that I'm a big fan. No, I'm a big fan. Rob knew this. I just don't know why you didn't know.
I did know it, but it's like arrogant if I say this guy loves our show. He said it's his favorite podcast or whatever. It's like, I don't know.
Well, it's not my favorite podcast anymore. Just
Kyle's idea, Rob, is the bizarro wheel. What do you think about putting a spot on the wheel called the bizarro spot? If this comes up, you spin the wheel again and do whatever the opposite of the idea is.
Okay, let's look at the wheel and then see, like, okay, is the opposite of season 3, episode 7? Season 7, episode 3?
That was his example, but I think we should go into the more, meaty ideas and see if we could pull an opposite of those.
Okay, all right, how about this? So what is the opposite of Rob and Akiva invent a game show?
Okay, that's a good question.
What's the opposite of a game show?
Yeah, what is the opposite?
Invent a documentary.
maybe. But it's like a mockumentary, maybe?
Yes.
Like a fake documentary? It is hard.
All right.
I do wish Kyle had maybe, helped us out and given us a few of
Rob and Akiva. Yes.
Well, I freakiest freak. That's good, right? Like the opposite of the freakiest freak is like the most vanilla normal person in history.
The prudiest prude.
The prudiest prude. That's good.
The prudiest prude.
Who would win the prude?
Or like, you know how you guys have millennial boot camp? You can do like, what are you guys? Baby boomer boot camp. To where you guys
we're not
tell
baby
us
boomers,
about.
But yeah.
Sure, you're not. And so you guys can tell us all about what old people like ball in a cup and pong.
What's the opposite of choose your own Renap adventure?
Mm-hmm.
That Rob and Akiva tell you.
Yeah.
Tell a story. Make it up.
Script the story, maybe.
Okay, I like this idea, but I need whoever's in charge of this needs to be keeping up with the bizarro wheel.
Yeah, Kyle, we need pitches on the bizarro ones. The opposite of the viral trend, I'm not sure what that would be.
Mm-hmm.
But you guys do
good spinoff shows or good movie sequels or something.
You guys do trash. You're like, TV shows are trash, kids stuff is trash. So now you have to do like kids shows are great. And
kids
go
shows
and
are
find
gold.
Like something that you don't hate. Like Phineas and Ferb is a good cartoon, I don't know. Some people like it. And then like Adventure Time, I think that's highly like lauded as cartoons go. So if you say like kids shows are trash, you don't have to use Ryan's toy review. You can use Reading Rainbow. I don't know. Do people like Reading Rainbow?
Right. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I don't think my kids know Reading Rainbow. Rob, your kids don't know Reading Rainbow, right?
No, I don't think it's even on anymore.
No.
Yeah, I highly doubt it.
Yeah.
Probably see it. It's probably full up on YouTube.
Used to like was the part in Reading Rainbow. I don't even know what was going on in the first like 25 minutes of Reading Rainbow, but there was like a kid who would be like, I just read this book called Rob and Akiva Go to Space. It's a great book for kids who love space and want to know about the adventures of two podcasters who become best friends outside of the Earth's orbit. But you don't have to take my word for it. It's like, well, what am I supposed to do? You're the only person telling me about it.
Right.
Guess
you can go get the book.
Why? They always said that. You don't have to take my word for it.
Yeah, that is tricky. That is a very 90s thing. You don't have to take my word for it also.
What about give Shut Up Tim money?
That's not bad.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
He would like that one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, give Shut Up Tim money. Or I think, what did y'all do? March 11th, 1995? Was that a thing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What's the opposite of that?
I don't know. What's the opposite?
Don't say it.
Okay.
Yeah, Rob, do you have a pitch? You said you had a pitch for us.
Okay. What do you think of this? Mm-hmm. Okay. Rob and Akiva need a commissioner. All right. So my idea was sort of like that. What if there was like some sort of like podcast heel who ended up being in charge of this, sort of like a Attitude Era, like Vince McMahon type figure who was sort of like our boss, who either had like some sort of a controlling interest in the podcast and would come out and like give like some would basically be like trying to like ruin the show, and it would be somebody that would be our ops.
Isn't that the Supreme Court and the Punishment Council already?
I don't know.
It's like your pitch is like an evil Aisha, basically, right?
Yeah, like.
What if Aisha just does a heel turn though, and like?
Oh wait! Oh, the commissioner is here. All right, what now?
Yeah.
And they come on, they insult the audience.
Yeah.
Like, great to be in Louisville, Kentucky. Great to be in like Des Moines, Iowa, the dumbest city in America.
You're fired.
Yeah.
They have power to fire us?
Well, you say put it on the wheel, and then they're like, then you hear like, oh no, is that Aisha's music? No chance. And then she comes out and she's like, no chance in hell. She's like, shut it down. No more season 3 episodes. No, off the wheel.
Is Aisha stone cold in this scenario where like the glass breaks and she's like fighting with the commissioner?
And she's like catching Budweiser's like me.
She got a can of whoop ass. Yeah.
Yeah.
On your stop it.
I like it. I feel like we already have the Supreme Court that we barely use. We have the Punishment Council that we completely ignore. We still have a punishment we owe them.
Put a whammy on the wheel.
Yeah.
And okay. What's a whammy?
Like, I don't know. Like, what show is that? Press Your Luck.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So let's say you spin the wheel and you land on whammy, and then boom, now you have to do something out of that, you know, 600 bad ideas that you got. And, like, it'll be like this again.
It'll be like the same as this.
Yeah. Well, except you have to actually put effort into it and like invite people on that you actually like. Like real celebrities from the community. But I think you got to put a whammy on there, or like if you veto something, you might get the whammy or something. I don't know. Just like a hidden space.
I have said in the past that I thought there should be like a bankrupt on the wheel or something like that. And then we talked about the idea was going to be then no show. There's no show next week. But that's more for the listeners. But you want something that's more along the lines of like we hit it and it's like...
Right, and it's like, oh, that you hear that sound?
Yeah,
that's season 3, episode 6 of Scum. You know, and they're like, that's when you're like not Scum again. Like, oh, boom, 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 boom.
But it's, right, I'm here.
But here's the thing: I don't want it to be bad for the listeners. Like, if there was something that we don't want to do, but the listeners do want, like, I feel like that should be the whammy.
Let's hear what people think about what the commissioner's role should be for next week.
Mm-hmm.
To write in for this week. Like, what should the commissioner be doing that doesn't ruin the podcast, but maybe screws with me and you?
Mm-hmm.
Can I nominate Navi as the commissioner? Can I do that?
Yeah. I mean, Navi does want to be Stat Girl, she said.
Mm-hmm. She wants a role. She wasn't able to get the third wheel role. She wasn't able to get the fourth wheel role. So, like, I really think that she should have an interest. Also, her entire family and her job and everybody around her hates y'all. So, like, they're like a group, like a commission of people, like the commission, if you will come in and squash all of your hopes and dreams and make sure that you guys don't get to do what you want. So I think Navi could do that.
Oh no, it's Navi's boss.
Navi!
That's like the Linda McMahon of this podcast.
Right. Like, oh my God!
So,
damn it, Triple H!
It's a fun idea. I feel like that would really a heel for the podcast. I feel like would be really good.
Yeah,
it's not a bad idea. Do you want one more? Or should we go spin the wheel
Rob? I give us some more.
Okay, fine. This is from Felipe. He says Rob and Akiva got to catch them all. Before I ask this, Chappelle, do you know anything about Pokemon?
Yes.
Okay, fine.
Only like the first generation. I'm not a sequels guy. So mm-hmm. if you talk to me about something in the first season, I'm kind of like, yeah, I was there. But if you start talking to me about like Pokemon Strikes Back or, mm-hmm. you know, the Revenge of the Pokemon, like, I don't know. But if you talk about like that initial canon 150, right? I think that's it. 150. I'm there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I would put my, on a scale of 0 to 150, I'd put my Pokemon knowledge at 0. Rob, you also?
No, my kids are really into it.
Okay, so my kids are not at all. Mm-hmm. So similar to Robin and Akiva Get Dragged, or Robin and Akiva Superheroes, or the Harry Potter episode, this episode would educate r/a on the cultural phenomenon that is Pokemon. I have two similar...
r/a?
I think he's just using, like, saving space here, but
was this a tweet?
I like it. No, it's an email.
Okay.
But he's right, shorthanding our name. I like it. So he has two concrete segment pitches, he says. The first topic is, how many Pokemon can Rob and Akiva name before the segments? So Rob and Akiva want to become Pokemon trainers. Well, they need to pick some
Did
stars.
Did you say Pokemon?
Pokemon.
Yeah, but you weren't saying Mon.
All right, Pokemon.
The only reason we bring it up is because there's some listener that just threw their mm-hmm. laptop through the window because you said Pokemon.
I apologize to that nerd that they threw the laptop through the window. Well, they need to pick some starters.
Akiva does not like... Akiva is famously... if he deems something as nerdy, he doesn't like it.
I'm just joking. Keith.
Yeah. Keith, I understand. Because I think I was talking to Rob on the slop one time, and I mentioned that Matt Ligori, SpongeBob Matt and I, we don't have a really much of a knowledge about Star Wars. Mm-hmm. And we were supposed to name some Star Wars characters. And I think I landed on the big dog bear guy.
The big dog bear.
And I ended up with some you know, well-written but targeted DMs about how
people were upset
people
with
were
you.
In the DMs about your lack of Star
they
Wars
just
knowledge.
Felt like I should know the difference between Spock and whatever that guy's
That's
name
track.
Is
Even
with
I
the
know
black
that.
Helmet.
Yes.
Yeah, well, I thought it was the same person.
Darth Vader.
Yeah, the chick with, in that woman, the princess.
Yes.
Peach. The chick with the, yeah.
Yeah.
Leia. Mm-hmm. See, I know my Star Wars.
Yeah,
Rob explained the whole thing to me.
Yeah.
That's the extent of Star Wars that I know. I've been waiting on
From
Rob to
podcast.
Continue. So I will, yes. Because if Rob doesn't continue, I will never, well, I want to know how it ends.
I know, I do. I'm also kind of curious what happens to the Empire.
You know what?
Does it strike back again?
That part of the story isn't that good, you know?
No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So he says, we visit some of the different Pokemon regions and the three options for each region and describe the famous starters. Then Robin and Akiva have to pick starters to build a Pokemon squad around. Example, in Kanto, would Robin and Akiva pick between Bulbasaur, Charmander, or Squirtle? And we'd learn about them beforehand. Mm. And then he says, segment two is to become expert Pokemon trainers. Robin and Akiva would need to prep themselves for battle. Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
Here we'll explore the many different types of Pokemon and educate Robin and Akiva which are the strongest. Example, Jigglypuff is a normal fairy Pokemon. If you had a Jigglypuff, would they be best equipped to fight? And which types of Pokemon would you want your Jigglypuff to avoid in battle?
It's
the Poké-Rap.
Yeah.
It's a Poké-Rap.
I mean, I think people would be happy if this came up on the wheel and I would be like miserable the whole week. Like, I don't want to learn about Pokemon.
Also,
you know,
I think it'd be very hard.
Ignorance is bliss.
Yeah.
I feel You've like my life blissful? Is good without this. Yeah.
Okay, so hey, I'm going to stump for the Pokemon people.
Yes.
Even though I would not care about this, but I'd still listen because it's you guys. But I think if they can present this idea in a simpler form, so rather than, because Pokemon has been on for 50,000 years at this point, so there's generations and generations of Pokemon. They have now, the original set that they have, the ones that I know, they have now evolved them into different mods. They can do all kinds of crazy different professional stuff that they couldn't do in the past. They're like, LinkedIn is blowing up at this point. But if you can simplify it to just like, here's the overview. Here's your three starter choices. Here are what they're called. Robin Akiva's give us our feedback on that, which one they would pick. And then maybe talk about, you know, some other like tidbits of the show. Like I wouldn't go into
pineapple tidbits.
Pineapple tidbits. Of the show. Mm-hmm. I think that would probably get it on the wheel. But today, in its current form, it's a lot.
Yeah. Could we have a Pokemon battle, me versus Akiva?
Yeah, but I think you could just need one Pokemon. Like, you can have a team normally.
Yeah.
I think you just need one because, Jesus Christ, nobody wants to hear you guys go back and forth with these Pokemon
Chappelle.
Six times that you don't know.
Do Rob and Akiva need a Pokemon? Who is our official Pokemon character? Should we be getting pitched on which Pokemon should be ours?
Okay, that's fine too.
Who are we choosing? Again. Yeah.
Again.
Do you like the name Jigglypuff? That's the only name I know.
I do like the name Jigglypuff. But I think again, you probably need to simplify it to the first like chunk. Mm-hmm. Because if you start adding in these extra people, there's just so many options. Like when y'all had to pick an NBA team, there's only so many options.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And there's almost infinite number of Pokemon at this point. So maybe have someone come on and try to help you convince you of which type of Pokemon mm-hmm. you want to be. And then from type, which Pokemon will be the mascot of Rinnap. Y'all needed a mascot.
Yes.
This could be your mascot.
Akiva, do you like that we start measuring things in terms of pineapple? Is this a ring, a chunk, or a tidbit?
Yeah, there's been so much chunk talk on this episode, I can't believe it.
I prefer the tidbit talk. It sounds
this is a little bit. Yeah, talk. We're just going to need a little.
Chunks is a weird word.
What's worse, tidbits, chunks, or mailbags?
Chunks is just a weird word.
I really couldn't stand when Dr. Mike was saying mailbag.
I know. That was upsetting, too, honestly.
I almost crashed my car.
Oh, no.
On purpose. I just take me out of the game.
Oh, no.
Get it?
You'd be hit other people with a car, Chappelle, to go and buy a car.
Hit myself with the car.
I honestly, Rob, like, if you were dying to do Pokemon, I'd say fine. But
I'm
just
not dying
like,
to do it. I can hear the pain in your voice.
It just doesn't interest me.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not, like, I have no problem. I'm sure Pokemon Go is a very fun game to play. If my kids got into it, I'd be happy to go outside when we're allowed to go outside again and play with them. But like it doesn't speak to me. If there's a torrential outpour of people set, you know, in the comments this week saying like, you guys need to do Pokemon, put it at the top of the list, I'd reconsider.
I don't want to torture you to talk about Pokemon.
I'm not tortured. I know you think I nix a lot of ideas, but I think this is like, if you're excited about it, I'll do it. But I don't think you're that excited that I could. That it's like a problem if I'm nixing this.
Yeah, I'd be happy to have the knowledge to be able to impress my kids. That's about it.
Uh-huh.
Maybe have the title is Rob and Akiva need a Pokemon mascot. So this way, you don't actually have to learn anything about the franchise.
Mm-hmm.
You just have people come on here, or a Pokemon expert, whoever that is. I'm sure you can find one. Come on here and try to pitch you about why. You know, like, for example, Pikachu is the new Pokemon mascot of Rinnap. Because you guys needed a mascot, and people want you to talk about Pokemon. This way you can simplify those things, and you can, you know, it's visual. You can look at it and kind of describe it like, okay, so we're looking at a rat here with, you know, yellow rat and its electric, you know, attributes, and decide if that speaks to Rinnap. Or are we more of a Pikachu, or are we more of a Jigglypuff type of podcast? What are we dealing with here?
Really, so maybe
the name Pikachu like. More. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like also, it might be a little visual. I mean, Rob explaining Pikachu is maybe less funny than Rob explaining the bras or some other things. I don't know.
And I mean, these people can follow along on their cell phones with Google. It's free. So, you know, if they really just
Google is free. That's true.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But, you know, or and you could give your reaction to these. Or is it? Yeah. But you could give your reactions to what they look like. I personally, like I said, I'm not a huge Pokemon guy. But if you wanted to keep it in the mix, I think that's your way of doing it.
Okay. All right, so I think we need more feedback here.
Yes, but I'm willing to consider it. Let's hear what the Poke fans really want us to do.
Okay.
Hey. Other than that, I'm ready to spin the wheel, unless you have something else going on, Rob.
Seeds, baby!
Oh, my God.
Oh, no. Kalish is going to love it. He's like, have you been playing this on Big Brother podcast also? Like,
not,
is
this yet. Not yet.
All right,
it literally just happened yesterday, Akiva. And I don't know how I saw it.
Trader Joe's has that like everything but the bagel spice, which is incredibly popular.
Yes.
And like people buy it at Trader Joe's and then sell it like online to places that don't have Trader Joe's for they like limit how many you're allowed to buy because it's so popular and it's really cheap. It's like $2.
Okay, so, you don't think that's what that was?
Of course it was, but it was like a not in a box. Also, Kalish, not for nothing. Square? Maybe a little wiping down the counter over there could have helped.
Oh my God. Jordan, please.
Not that I'm one to judge, but
I mean, if you're gonna post a video, you have to be cognizant that we
absolutely. You know, if you're Kalish posting a everything bagel seeds video, it's going viral. You got to look around. What's in the what's
seeds,
you know,
baby?
Seeds, baby.
What's worse, seeds or tidbits?
I think seeds is great.
Tidbits, baby. I don't know.
Okay, all
right. Mailbag, baby.
All right, so. Here we go. And I appreciate, Chappelle, that I was not mentioned on that video, but thank you for making sure it came to my attention on Friday.
Well, I have very limited knowledge of bagels, and you two are the most knowledgeable people about bagels that I know. Mm-hmm. And you guys were recently
Puya's talking about Puya's up there, I think, also.
Yeah, Puya's a bagel guy as well. But y'all were just talking about everything bagels on the podcast a couple weeks ago. And so I said, oh, that's what an everything bagel is, because I had no clue what
you guys
were talking about.
What did you think it was?
A bagel.
Yeah. What did you think the everythings were?
You know, like how you have like those, what's that Subway bread that's called like oats and wheat or whatever.
Yeah.
I feel like
yeah.
it just had everything in the like, bread. Not so much seeds, but everything in
I hear what you're saying. Have you lived your whole life in Texas, Chappelle?
I'm a Texan through and through, yeah. I've traveled outside of the state, but I always come back home.
Okay. Well, first of all, that doesn't make make us understand why you're a Baltimore Ravens fan, but that's neither here nor there. But
I can give you the background if you want it.
Yeah, but I will say so that the Texas bagel scene you're saying is not great.
Not for me. I feel like in certain communities, I come from a very specific part of inner city Houston. And so in that specific part, there's not a lot of bagel shops. We got a Shipley Donuts. I don't know if you're familiar with Shipley.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
there's
kind
a
of
growing. There's a growing Jewish community in Houston. I wonder if there'll be some bagel shops sprouting up.
Huge community when I was younger. I remember thinking like, oh, wow, because they have like Jewish community centers and this, that, and other. But again, I come from a very specific part of inner city Houston. Okay. And we don't really know about bagels. A lot of liquor stores, a lot of Foot Lockers, but not a lot of bagel shops. So if you wanted to talk to me about everything liquor, I got you.
Yeah. Put that on the wheel, baby. Yeah.
What do they put in everything liquor?
We'll start with a nice malt. So if you've ever had Schlitz malt liquor or maybe like an OE, then we'll start with that.
Yeah.
And then we'll start at the bottom shelf. So the Takas and your E&Js of the world. Some say that's my neighborhood. The fruit of my neighborhood is E&J. Mm-hmm. And then we move up slowly through the Paul Masson's and whatnot. So, you know, we don't have to get into this. This is not what we came here to talk about.
All right. Yeah. Here's what's currently on the wheel. Season 3, Episode 7, The Coin Flip, The Crappy Movie Diaper, People's Choice, The Freakiest Freak, Price is Right, Rob and Akiva Have a PR Firm, Two Men's Are Trash. Now, is that officially done, Akiva?
That's done. Yeah. That was this week.
Never bring that. Yeah, okay, gone. Yeah. And only to be replaced with potentially The Gong Show.
Yeah.
With The Gong Show, yeah.
Okay. Choose Your Renap Adventure.
Mike and Liana.
Rob and Akiva need a verdict with
Dr. Mandarin with the Renap bracket also.
Okay. The Viral Challenge tournament. Shark Week. Well, I thought Shark Week would have won on the wheel.
I know.
This week.
I thought it would win, but I think people wanted to troll us. And I do think the name I'm letting Renap Celebrity Get Me Out of Here is funny.
Okay.
It is a good name for a podcast. I think that's why it beat Shark Week.
Spinoffs Are Trash.
Yeah,
Rob
with Jason
Akiva
Reed.
Invent a Game Show. Rob and Akiva spice up their lives. When we go ahead and we take our lives, we add a little bit of spice.
I messaged Will for America this week and I said, what is Rob and Akiva? Because he has it down as Rob and Akiva or Old Spice. I said, what is that? I don't remember any podcast. So he said, oh, that's
spice
the one
Girls.
Where we get deep into the world of the Spice Girls. So people are going to be mad. You're like, oh, Pokemon, no. Spice Girls, yes. But yeah, Spice Girls are more interesting than Pokemon.
I am looking forward to the Spice Up Your Life podcast.
But I will say, we have not found our
Are you a big Spice guy,
stand.
Chappelle?
I am not a Spice guy, but I was around for the phenomenon. Hmm?
Would you join our boy band with Puya and Brian Cohn? We could use a fifth member. Like the All right. Are we the
I'm the fifth member, so I don't know about... I don't know. That should be our name of our group, fifth member.
Fifth member?
Okay.
Five tidbits.
Oh, boy.
The mailbag.
Mm-hmm.
No? None of these?
Yeah, no, that's good. That's good. Right. Fifth member is good. Well, Fifth
Seeds,
Harmony
baby.
Did break up pretty quickly.
Yeah, Seeds, baby. That's the name of our group or our first single. Seeds, baby.
Yeah.
All right.
Then... I could be a seed? Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so excited.
Okay. And then we are also like name seed, like sesame seed. And
I'm everything seed. Sesame seed. Are there other seeds?
Pumpkin seed, sunflower
poppy
seed, poppy seed. Yeah.
Poppy.
I think I'm poppy seed. I got the most.
Yeah. Poppy seed. I like that. That's a good name. That should be a Twitter name.
Okay.
Poppy seed.
All right. Robert Keefe invented game show. We got the spice of your lives, Place Your Bets, and Renap X. I really like that
from
one.
Last week, two new guys. Yeah, I'm excited
TED
about
Talk.
That.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm. So let's open up the
wheel.
What
are you rooting for, Chappelle, as he spins the wheel? Anything in particular you're really you're hoping for, or
the freakiest freak means y'all bring Bryce on, right?
Yes. Although it's tricky because we have to get Bryce that week, but I'm sure.
Yeah, well, anytime I can listen to Bryce, I'm down. So
absolutely. Yeah.
Okay.
Bryce or AJ. Bring back AJ. Put AJ on the Seeds band. He can have my spot. I'm a butt. I still want to listen. I still want to be involved, but
you could be behind
AJ
the scenes manager.
Avatar.
You'd be the nefarious manager who like takes all the money.
I could be the commissioner. Can you have a boy band without an AJ? I think it's a discussion.
Oh, that's true. Mm-hmm. That's true. Yeah, yeah. A lot of AJs in boy bands.
All right. Yeah. Episode 102. What's it going to be? All right. Round and round.
I have a feeling I know what it's going to be.
Okay. What is it?
I think it's season 3, episode 7. I feel like the wheel feels like it's due for season 3, episode 7.
Nope. It is not. Rob McKeever,
I'm not a witch like Rob.
Verdict.
Finally, Dr. Amanda Rabinowitz. I do think that name, if we could get like true crime in the name, I feel like we'll triple the amount of people listen to it.
Mm-hmm.
Like true crime, because she's going to give us true crime stories, not too grimy. We're not going to get like really dark, but I'm very excited for that.
That we don't have to change.
What was the premise?
Yeah, that she was going to give us like a bunch of like true crime stories, and we had to like decide.
We're the jury, basically. Chappelle. We have to decide like what actually happened. We decide if the person's guilty or not. Like it's like Serial. It's like mini versions of Serial. Mm-hmm. She's going to take us through a couple stories and a Renapbot bracket in the mailbag. So a full episode next week with the great Dr. Amanda Renapbot
in the mailbag. Renapbot has been very wild lately, Akiva.
Yeah, Renapbot said Rob and Akiva have like babies together. It's shipping us having kids. Whoa. What do you think about that?
That's on that other wheel that, you know, because Rob and Akiva...
Seeds,
like,
baby!
No.
Yes, build some seeds.
Rob and Akiva named a baby, so now Rob and Akiva get to have a baby. That's going to be
we
on that...
We made a baby,
that,
yeah.
Yeah, on the alternate
Renapbot's
wheel.
Renapbot's gone wild. Yeah. So smart, Rob.
Yeah.
We didn't have any questions from OJ the Jew man this week. I really love that name. I wanted to give y'all the background on that. So OJ the Juice Man is an Atlanta rapper. I don't know if you guys know that because you sounded confused when he's called himself OJ the Jew Man. So I wanted to say shout out to him for that name because I'm a big OJ the Juice Man fan. Mm-hmm. So OJ the Jew Man, if you hear this, could you please tweet me so that I can congratulate you on your name? I think it's very clever. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Do you think OJ the Jew Man is Jewish?
I would like to think so.
And a big rap fan?
Maybe his name is Julian. OJ the Jew Man. OJ the Juju.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not familiar with the rapper. Can we outro the podcast with a song from OJ the Juice Man?
No, that's more of a 32 fans idea.
Okay. I want you to outro with the Norwegian Happy Birthday, YouTube Norwegian Happy Birthday song.
Okay.
You won't do that?
I will, but like a 4-minute song.
Like 45 seconds Norwegian Happy Birthday.
Yeah. 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 It seems like that OJ the Jew Man is a big listener to, I think that OJ the Jew Man is hitting the big three of Akiva podcasts.
Oh, wow. Oh, okay. An Akiva completist. I like it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yeah. Well, when he hears this, tweet me so that I can congratulate you on your name because I thought that was awesome.
Yeah.
I would like to see Chappelle and Chester get together at some point.
Oh, really? Okay.
I think they would make some magic. I think we could have him on 32
Fans
at some point.
What do you think in the Venn diagram of Chester interest and Chappelle interest? What are they going to do?
Chappelle's definitely a sports fan.
Rank the Baltimore Ravens roster?
I think Chester's a Survivor fan now. If Chester ever wants to talk about anything with me, I talk to Chester. See, most people come on here and they say, "Yeah, we like y'all, but we don't really Chester." He says, "I like Chester. I think he's fun." So,
good to know, Chester.
But in fairness, Chappelle also claims to be the only person that likes Big Brother 22.
I do.
So maybe I'm a
contrarian and just don't know it.
I only follow it from Twitter, but I can tell it's bad.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think my connection to Big Brother 22 is kind of like why Rob likes like what Blood versus Water Survivor is because like, oh, I'm podcasting about it. Like, isn't this great?
Yeah, it's
that's
fun.
Me. Like I've never got to talk about Big Brother with any human being ever. That's a lie. One human being, one of my friends from high school, Bethany, she and I talked about Big Brother for years, but that's it. And so, like, now I get to talk about it in front of you guys. Yeah. Cool. And yeah, I don't care.
Full disclosure, Chappelle, I'm having fun talking about Big Brother also.
Same. I'm looking forward to the slop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's going to be fun.
But I also don't get into it like, this person is my favorite, and if they don't win, I'm devastated.
Yeah, you don't take it personally. I do think, like, and nobody does it with the Survivor. I do think, and we shouldn't do too much Big Brother talk here, but, like, I do think there is, like, a stan culture that I don't partake in any of the shows that mm-hmm. can make or ruin the show for you if you're a person. I've never rooted for anybody in any of these shows. I just like watching the show.
Right. You know, a lot of people, I think, watch Big Brother, like, the way that we would, like, root for, like, a sports team.
100%.
Yeah, it's like, you know, the Jets are terrible.
Except a little bit more insane, because we don't call Adam Gase as, like, place of war. I guess we do.
They organize protests and try to get him fired.
We are who we hate, Rob. We're hypocrites.
Listen, one time, Billy Cundiff missed a field goal, and that's all I will say. The worst came out of Chappelle. I can't tell you what I did, but I was on my way. Grabbed the keys and got in the car. I don't know where I was going, but I was on my way. So, yeah, I get it.
Okay.
That's funny.
Uncle Kiwi, anything else we want to make sure we talk about this week?
I had a great time. No place I'd rather celebrate my birthday with Chappelle and you, Rob. Yes. Great birthday. I'm locked down here. I can't leave my block. It's such a strict lockdown here. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there's nowhere to go. Restaurants aren't even open. Can't have any fun. So this is the most fun I can have. I appreciate it.
Okay. Well, Kiwi, you did a great job putting this all together here on short notice.
Sure. Yeah.
A lot of preparation went into this, I can tell. It's great.
Yes. And you're funny, Akiva.
Oh, when you heard NGOG?
Yes. Yes.
Did you start with this one or you went back to
I started with whatever one was in my podcast feed.
Oh, did that hurt your feel? Because really, it's Chester who I think doesn't think I'm funny.
He doesn't?
I think you're hilarious.
Well, I think because I said Ali said I was funny. And I said, well, I've never heard that from another podcast host before. Really, I don't think Chester has ever thought it. No, I don't know. But yeah, of course, that's the one you listen to. Not the other ones. We probably said nice things.
Well, when you guys were ranking the states, I remember Chester laughing at something you said about some state. I don't remember which one it was. I think.
Look at this guy listening to the state rings on 32 minutes. What was your review of NGOG, Rob?
So I feel like much like, you know, 32 fans, if you were covering like a sport I wasn't interested in, it's like I feel like I'm going to tune in for the opening banter and then turn it off once you start talking about the episode.
Yeah, there is a lot of some weeks there's a lot of banter. And we put a lot at the end this week also. People in their iTunes reviews, a lot of people saying 70% banter, 30%.
Yeah. It's like I don't really care so much about the show you're covering. I like the format of the podcast.
That's fair. Yeah. Yeah. People have been
same exact review of 32 fans. Sometimes it's like I'm enjoying you talking to Chester, and then it's like, all right, well, we gotta talk about the NCAA tournament. I'm like, all right, turn it off.
Right. Well, yeah, you're like a two sport guy also. It's a little tricky, but yeah. Well, now three sports now that you're in. Are you still watching the NBA now that the Raptors are out, or have you sort of given up on this?
I haven't really been following it that closely.
It's a weird season to get super into it, honestly. They are still playing in like a tiny gym. It's a little weird.
Still. Yeah. And honestly, there's a lot going on between Big Brother. I know. There was,
our baseball season just ended as we spoke.
Yeah, there's
also
football. So. There's a lot happening right now.
Yeah. The Jets are keeping you busy, no doubt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
I do have one comment about a past podcast. You asked me which one I didn't really like.
Uh-oh.
And I won't say I didn't like this, but I will say there are very few times when I'm listening to the podcast and I'm like, man, I really wish some more black people were involved in this. And this the TV theme show bracket.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was like, don't get me wrong, Fresh Prince is an elite theme song, but there were moments where I was like, you know, the Jefferson gets plays in some black nightclub sometimes, you know, like that's a staple. And I also was thinking like, where's Martin in this? That guy had some there. Like I could have did a whole separate Blacket with black theme songs, because I was like, who wants to hear? What was the is it Laverne and Shirley theme song made it to the bracket? Or what was,
I'm not sure.
Like, how did we get here? So I was just, that was my issue.
That's a fair critique.
I was like,
We can blame Chester for that because he did pick the songs. We were just voting them.
Right,
but also, to be fair, I think he didn't even pick them. He took them from like 10 different lists. Different lists and averaged it out.
Yeah, next time I'm going to submit a list from the ET. Yeah, or Centric. You know,
it's a fair comment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Chappelle, you don't love the Mad Men theme song like Chester?
I liked No. And so it was like, what? Like, I was listening and I was like, what is this? And so, yeah, that wasn't working for me. I've had those moments before, I think, with kind of like the sitcoms thing. Like,
yeah.
Listen, Friends is fine, but there's like 4 black people in 10 seasons. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, you guys. I like the show. It's fine.
Well, I don't like Friends. You could make right. fun of Friends. Right.
But listen, I get a lot of Friends content on here, including the song. The song is great. But I was just like, you know, this theme song record is a little wonky for me. Mm-hmm. So that's probably my one complaint.
Yeah.
Fair.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, maybe we should do a do-over at some point.
Yeah.
I think we could do a second theme song bracket. We discussed it. It was a big hit the first time. We could do it.
I liked listening to it because I had forgotten about a lot of those shows. Mm-hmm. Which reminds me, Welcome Back, Kotter never made it to the wheel. It never made the fish.
Rob always nixes Welcome Back, Kotter. That's one of my favorites.
Chappelle, you think I need another thing of like, oh, hey, there's a boomer show.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
You like Welcome Back, Kotter because it's like my favorite sort of like 70s show.
Yeah, I remember the Nick at Night days where you're coming on.
Absolutely.
Back.
I've seen them all. Welcome Joy. Back, Kotter. I think it has so little place in the culture, unfortunately, that I do think that would be like our least popular episode, even though I would enjoy it.
Yeah, there's like nothing memorable about the show that you could like point to. There's like no like going quote that you got. No,
I think there are memorable things on the show, but I don't think it's really like made it into the culture. Like,
what's Horchat, the most memorable? Like, yeah,
the screech stuff, up your nose with a rubber hose was popular then.
And
but
then,
like,
there'd be a note from Epstein's mother.
No, sir. Yeah, there was a lot of good stuff. Honestly, you watch it now, you watch it right after this, you'll laugh. But I just don't think anyone would know what we're talking about or care.
Okay, how about this? What about a remake? It's Welcome Back, Kotter, but distance learning.
That's not bad. I mean, ultimately, Saved by the Bell is sort of like the remake. Like, Screech is Horseshack, you know.
They both have catchy name songs. Yeah, I think it's fine.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Chappelle, this was so fun to have you here on
the podcast. Time.
You may not have started a Renap celebrity, but I think you've become one here 100%. By the end of this appearance. You did.
You think so? Working towards the Royal Rumble,
I think,
for sure.
People really enjoy, I've gotten a ton of great feedback from all your appearances. So you could only screw it up from here.
Well, I might have screwed it up. I mean, don't get me wrong. People love Akiva, and I was at Akiva's throat. I was coming for your wig.
People love that. And it was a weird intro because everyone was like, oh, you have to have Chappelle on. He's the best. And then we've been following each other and interacting recently. But I hate when people are like, oh, he's the best. Like, I don't listen to the Big Brother podcast. So I take every single person said you were amazing. So I take the word for it. But I also haven't really heard the podcast. Well,
now that you've heard me, amazing or no?
Definitely. No, they undersold you.
It's fine.
Yeah. I was like, Rob's sick of me at this point.
No. No, Chappelle and I are going to talk about Big Brother on Monday on The Slop. We're going to go through if you have any slop you want to talk
about.
This
guy makes fun of me for doing 3 different podcasts, but you have 6 different Big Brother podcasts, let alone Renap and News AF and everything.
He's a Ryan Seacrest of podcasting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
His hands and everything.
Gotta keep it going, Akiva.
Tidbit here, tidbit there.
Tidbit here. Yes, okay.
Yeah.
As the king of Twitter, Chappelle, where, and if you knew anything, Chappelle's the king of Instagram.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I am not the king.
Every time I ask him, Chappelle, what are you doing? Well, I have a Twitter, but really, Instagram is the place to follow me.
Like, I really want people to motivate me to work out. And all these people followed me, and not one person said work out, except Rob.
I did.
I told Nicole, like, happy anniversary?
Yeah.
And Rob's like, well, shouldn't you be working out? I was like, wow.
You said people need to shame me and tell me to go to my my workout.
Camp Gladiator.
Yeah.
Yeah, Camp Gladiator in the morning. And this is the last week coming up. And so
what
no
do you
one
do?
Has shamed
it's
me.
Like a CrossFit?
Yeah. No, it's more like PT early in the morning, just, you know, calisthenics and, you know,
what was it like jumping jacks
and running?
Yeah.
All that stuff. Running bleachers. And it's for an hour at like 5 a.m. And I'm not a 5 a.m. person. Yeah, I am not a 5 a.m. person. And so I need the feedback and the motivation. And so that's why I was plugging my Instagram, because I hope people would see me working out and like kind of like nudge me to do more. But if you want to follow me on Twitter, my Twitter name is @ChappelleShow. So that's CHAPPELL_S_show.
Okay.
And that's it.
And Akiva, host of three podcasts.
Yep.
32 fans.
Mm-hmm. If you could
new
find
girl,
it.
Old guy.
At least for the banter.
Rob and Akiva need a podcast.
Every week, baby. Better attend.
All right.
102, Dr. Amanda Rabinowitz special. We're going to True Crime Happy Hour. What do you think about that for a title? You didn't like it 6 months ago when I pitched it.
You want to call it True Crime Happy Hour? I mean, Kiva, like, not to be too much of a downer, but most of this true crime is kind of unhappy hour.
I know, but I don't know what the cases are going to be.
What about True Crime Unhappy Hour?
True Crime Unhappy Hour. Perfect. That's not bad.
I like it.
These are sad stories.
Been on the wheel for like 6 months, and I did pitch that then because I don't love Need a Verdict. It's not clear.
Did you pitch Unhappy Hour?
I pitch Happy Hour. You tweaked it to Unhappy Hour, which I like.
Right. Are we gonna have to change the category of the podcast, like Dr. Mike was trying to make me do when he came on the podcast to he kept telling me is like change the category to health and wellness. We'll be the number one podcast.
We'll be number one in urology sex jokes in the subcategory.
I was like, Doctor, I don't think you could change the podcast for like one episode.
Yeah, and I also think like we'd be worse. Like where are we in like TV and film? Like we'd get killed in the like the true crime or whatever. That's probably even busier. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Oh yeah, you got to go up against Serial and stuff, right?
Yeah,
Serial's dead. But yeah, but you have Dr. Amanda Rabinowitz, so this is gonna be exciting for sure.
Yeah,
yes, and the RenatBot.
RenatBot bracket coming next week.
Yeah.
Cool.
All great stuff. Thank you so much for listening. And Akiva, you want to hear what am I looking at? What are we going to listen to close out?
Happy birthday in Norwegian. Because we got this thing.
Oh, it's not that? Okay. Norwegian happy birthday. Let me see.
Yeah.
Norwegian happy birthday song. Okay. Should we listen along here?
Yeah, let's hear what it sounds like.
Okay. Norwegian birthday song. Hurrah for deg some filler dit. Okay. Here we go. Hurra for deg som fyller ditt år, av deg vil vi gratulere. Alle i ring og kring der vi står og ser når du vil marsjere. Boken ligger vei og snu oss omkring. Danse for deg med hopp og sprett og spring. Ønsker deg av hjertet alle gode ting. Og si meg så, hva vil du pente? Gratulere.
Wow.
Incredible.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.